Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. They hugged each other. They wiped away tears. Mourners at last night's vigil for the two children killed, 17 people injured in the Minneapolis church school shooting. Police Chief Brian O'Hara says a gunman attacked as the youngsters were attending a church service at Annunciation Catholic School.
During the mass, a gunman approached on the outside, on the side of the building, and began firing a rifle through the church windows towards the children sitting in the pews at the mass.
The gunman, identified as 23-year-old Robin, formerly known as Robert Westman, police say he died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. A personnel shakeup at one of the country's top public health agencies, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
The White House has fired CDC Director Susan Meneres less than a month after she was confirmed by the Senate, saying she isn't aligned with President Trump's agenda and refused to resign. Her lawyers said Meneres was targeted and her removal is part of a systematic dismantling of public health institutions. Several top CDC leaders also submitted their resignations.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Although Washington, D.C.'s mayor is no fan of President Trump's National Guard deployment, his federalization of the city's law enforcement, Muriel Bowser admits that crime has declined significantly, including an 87% drop in carjackings in less than 3 weeks compared to a year ago. And Bowser is taking some heat from Democrat city council members for her remarks. Another massive Russian missile and drone strike on Ukraine. It's killed at least 14 people, three children among the victims, at least 48 people wounded in the attack on Kiev. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 81 points, NASDAQ futures down 10 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
Hi, my name's Neil. I have some advice for you if you've been trying to break free from credit card debt. You can start by doing what I did. Get your bills together and call Trinity Debt Management. Trinity is dedicated to helping people like me become debt-free. When I called, my first experience was a feeling of relief. My counselor was kind, and best of all, she didn't judge me. In just a few minutes, she helped me figure out a plan that consolidated all my bills into one lower monthly payment. This substantially reduced my high interest rates and put me on the road to success. In the end, I saved thousands in interest, and today, my credit card debt is a thing of the past.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Neil. Take it from someone who's been there. Call Trinity and become debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. It's 6:03 with traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
And actually pretty quiet early this morning. Nothing major on the Beltway to get started. JFX inbound is clear from Ruxton Road. Just had a check. Both the Harbor Tunnels and the lanes are open. Traffic still light to moderate southbound on 95 and 895. And if you're out early, heading down the parkway, have the lanes open from Arundel Mills down to the ramps at Route 32 on 295. A lot of the traffic northbound begins to fill in towards the ramps at 197. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off cool once again for your Thursday morning, heading toward the afternoon. Partly cloudy skies and highs a little bit warmer, upper 70s and lower 80s. Will continue to be a bit warmer on Friday, but staying dry and then cooler for the weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A Yonkers, New York man is in custody in connection with a hit-and-run chase that seriously injured a Harford County sheriff's deputy on Tuesday. Police say 21-year-old Juan Yahir Quiroz Manzueta was captured in New Rochelle after fleeing the crash of a rented box truck on I-95 near Aberdeen. Investigators say the truck struck Lieutenant Robert Burgess, who was deploying stop sticks before that suspect escaped and was later identified through fingerprints, GPS data, and the truck's rental agreement. Quiroz Manzueta faces charges including attempted murder and assault on law enforcement. Maryland State Police say a Bowie man is arrested after a road rage incident in Prince George's County. On August 7th, troopers received an emergency call from a motorist who said another motorist pointed a gun at them while driving in the College Park area. Investigators were led to the home of 24-year-old Justice McDougal, and a search warrant yielded a handgun. handgun and additional evidence. McDougal faces charges including using a firearm during a felony crime. Well, coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
This is Pastor David Lewis at the Coffeyville Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. Mike Rowe, the dirty jobs guy who was born and raised right here in Baltimore, often makes the point that a college degree isn't for everyone. In fact, there's a multitude of job openings in the service trades, plumbers, welders, electricians, and others, but people are not pursuing those lines of work in numbers like they used to. But going the other direction may not be as rewarding as it appears. Colleges and universities are bastions of socialism. Marxism doesn't flourish in any country the way it does on American campuses. If you lean to the left politically or socially, you'll be right at home there. If not, you won't be welcome. Even if you make it through, there's student loans which need to be repaid, as well as finding a job in your field of expertise. God has given us all skills and abilities. Pray to Him for guidance. Then find something you're good at, academically or in the trades, and pursue it. And thank God for the blessing. This is Pastor David Lewis with a moment of truth.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
605 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer keeping you cool all summer long. The grimace on Keegan Aiken's face last night said it all.
Swing and a high drive into left field. This thing back at the track. It's at the wall. It is gone! Say done! Say hello to Baltimore!
Dave O'Brien had the call on the New England Sports Network. Say Don Rafaela, a two-run shot in the ninth, turned a 2-1 Orioles lead into a 3-2 Orioles loss as the Sox take the first three of the series at Camden Yards. The loss overshadowing a nice Orioles debut for right-hander Rowanzi Contreras, just called up from Norfolk. Four and a third of scoreless ball. Here's manager Mancelino after the game.
Pretty good. You know, that's a nice outing right there. Ball came out hot right out of the gate. Some 98s threw up on the board. I think that kind of caught a lot of our eyes.
Daytime baseball this afternoon at 1:05 p.m. It'll be a tough putt, though. Kate Povich against Cy Young candidate Garrett Crochet for the Red Sox. The Ravens with an historic signing yesterday. GM Eric DaCosta making the announcement
that we have reached a 4-year contract extension with Kyle Hamilton. Actually just signed it about an hour ago, maybe. Excited about that. Makes him the highest paid safety in the NFL.
$100.4 million over 4 years, to be exact, $82 million of it guaranteed. Hamilton at the mic in Owings Mills expressing his gratitude.
To Mr. Bisciotti, to EDC, to Coach Harbs, and everybody who's got me to this point and developed me. And I really feel like I've been kind of molded into the player I am today by them. And
the deal far surpasses the previous record for a safety of $45 million set by Lions safety Kirby Joseph. Coming up in 30 minutes, an undrafted free agent's emotional moment. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family owned for 5 generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
From Coggeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
And good morning. We are the Morning Drive on Talk Radio 680, WCBM. I'm Bruce Elliott. Sean Casey has the week off. And I'll be taking next week off. So, mostly I'm taking next week off to celebrate the engagement of Travis and Tay-Tay. That's something I want to make a point of. Make sure I have the opportunity to celebrate their engagement in a manner that suits them and suits my pocketbook. which means I have vacation days coming, and I'm taking them. That's it. So, all right, there's a lot of heavy stuff today, so I wanted to start with just a moment of lightness, if I could. Good morning, Nino Mangione.
Good morning, Bruce.
Yeah, it's very good to see you again this morning. Good,
glad to be here again.
All right, I'm not being inflammatory. I'm saying there is something that needs to be examined, and I'm not quite sure what needs to be examined, but here is a trend that I find very troubling. The shooter yesterday in Minneapolis, a trans individual. The Denver shooter, trans. Aberdeen shooter, trans. Nashville shooter, trans. Georgia shooter, trans. Philadelphia shooter, trans. Uvalde shooter, trans. Colorado shooter, trans. And then, yesterday, the shooter in Minneapolis, trans. Oh, by the way, Philadelphia shooter, no, the Iowa shooter was gender fluid. I don't know if it is the drugs that are given to trans individuals, or if there is a regimen of drugs that's standard. I don't know if there's a commonality there. I'm not saying that trans individuals are more apt to go and shoot people than other individuals or commit mass murder. I have no idea. I'm saying that something needs to be examined there. This is a very troubling trend, and in this society, we've been very, very hesitant to even broach the topic, Nino. This is one of these forbidden topics. You can't talk about this out loud because, some other than, you're attacking the entire trans community. I want to be clear. I am not. If I don't care if somebody says, my name is Bob, but I'm going to go by the name Sylvia for now on. It doesn't matter to me. I don't care, really. It's not going to cost me any sleep. It doesn't distress me. Unless they go to work and say, oh, he dead-named me, and now he deserves punishment. That kind of crap, I think, is stupid. But in this kind of circumstance, I think we're being irresponsible if we don't take a step back and in a scientific fashion say, is there a commonality? And now these individuals, they're all either trans or gender fluid, mass shooting after mass shooting after mass shooting. Is there a commonality here? Or is this something that simply exists in nature? In other words, is there causation or correlation here? And that, I don't know, you know, and this, it troubles me because I like to be kind of get my arm around concrete facts and then, you know, make an observation based on that. In this case, I don't have access to their medical records. Somebody does. Somebody can get access to the medical records, and I would suggest that somebody do exactly that, because if there is a commonality here, if there is a drug that is given routinely to trans individuals, a psychotic drug or whatever the drug, I mean, I have no idea, then that drug should be pulled from the market and substituted with something else. If it's not that, is there another commonality? Is there something we can find that will say, oh, this is what's in common for all these individuals beyond their choice of names and who they pretend to be? Is there something there? And again, I don't know, Nino. Yeah. I don't.
And I don't know either, Bruce. I think we do know that this was an act of pure evil.
Yes.
And it's just
an 8-year-old and a 10-year-old in the pews praying.
And shot dead.
Yeah.
I think, God willing, there's 7 young kids in the hospital who will come out,
yep,
hopefully.
God willing.
We'll touch on it in a second.
Yep. 613 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. We are The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. And, of course, with Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Good morning, Chuck.
Morning. 3 lanes westbound Bay Bridge, and all is well there. Coming on from Route 8 at Stevensville, we can see traffic eastbound is running okay with the 2 lanes open there, so no issues right now for that traffic through the area. And then over at the Seven River Bridge and coming down I-97 at Route 32 right now, as you might expect, very quiet through there. About an hour from now, we'll start to see some backing through that area. No issues on the Capitol Beltway early, both in Prince George's or in Montgomery County, and even the West Side Beltway locally right now, still basically, I would just say, kind of running clear right now, starting to fill in right around the area of I-70 and Route 40. I'm looking at some backing here. It's starting to occur just at Route 40 on the west side, so we'll keep an eye on that. It's going to be the normal delay eventually anyway, coming down from the ramp at 795. So far, the Parkville side is clear. JFX is running okay, and right now, just a brief delay, a little more traffic southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Thank you, Chuck. Starts out cool again this morning with partly cloudy skies, warming up to the upper 70s, low 80s. Warmer on Friday, but a cooler weekend ahead with no rain chances so far all the way through Labor Day. So it looks like we have a nice dry weekend. Hunt Valley right now, 56 degrees. Pikesville has 52 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Obviously, Chuck, yesterday the big news, and we'll talk about it a good bit during the show today, is what happened in Minneapolis. And all we can do is, and actually this has already come up, we've already had a politician try to capitalize on this, which I think is it's abhorrent. But, you know, it is what it is. They're going to do what they do. If they see a political advantage somehow in capitalizing on this. I'm not talking about Amy Klobuchar, who says she once again wants gun control. Well, that's not a surprise.
That wouldn't change anything.
No.
You bought the guns legal.
Exactly right.
And we don't want to make this about politics at all, but it's not a political issue, what you brought up, Bruce. And now, do we know in terms of the actual evidence of what this trans stuff is doing? Well, no, but what we can say for a fact is you have many young people that are being pushed by those many on the left.
Right.
It's not just commentators on the left. It's politicians on the left toward these confused children to alter their physical being, telling a young boy
take a knife
that
to your
he could
body,
be a
change
young
things.
Girl. I mean, medication, these puberty blockers, these hormones, which some of it cannot be reversed, by
that's
the
right.
way. These breast augmentations. I was doing a little research on this. I mean, genital surgery, all these things being done to young people and promoted like it's completely normal, and it's not.
No,
now,
no.
Is that the reason why this young man went off the rails and committed such an evil act? Well, I have no idea, but you named a number of other situations where they were feeling and acting the same way. I call it confusion, being pushed by people to act as if it's the societal norm. And let's not forget, though, Amy Klobuchar, the senator,
yes.
talked about
yeah.
gun control. And again, I mean, he had apparently killed Donald Trump written.
Yes.
I mean, you can
They're
the
trying
case.
To soft pedal that, by the way.
Yes. So, yeah. it's
so
just,
what do you think your parents think when you buy a rifle and a shotgun and a pistol? What are you going to do with that?
Well, if you're in Minnesota, I understand the rifle. Because it's hunting season up there.
Right, I understand that.
And if you wanted to go target shooting, I understand the pistol.
Mm-hmm.
Why you have a shotgun additionally, maybe you're a gun aficionado, I have no idea. But they all, you know, individually, Chuck, they all strike me as benign. That a lot of people have, you know, one of each of those, preferably kept any guns safe away from kids with the ammunition kept someplace else.
Yeah, but this guy had issues.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Or
yeah,
she
his
did,
mother,
whatever.
I don't know if he had a father or not, but, his, you know.
The rumor is going around on social media that the mom may have worked at the church and that he may have, or the school.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows yet, but it's just, there's questions that need answers. There's no doubt about that. And to deny that there has been recent evidence or recent shooters that fit that mold of the trans, where it should be a discussion. Because let's not forget, Bruce, and we talked about this a little bit before the show started, that for years, the biggest problem in this country is white supremacy. Joe Biden was saying it, Merrick Garland. Well, why don't
redneck
we take
with an AR-15, they're going to come out of the hills and slaughter
exactly.
us all.
Well, let's take a closer look. Is there some type of medication or something in the process of this transition that is causing, because the young people, this isn't some individual that's 40 or 50 or 60 years old.
They tend to be young men.
They tend to be young men.
Or whatever.
Pretend to be women.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's just, it's very sad all around.
My opinion was, look at his face. Didn't fit in. Probably had no friends.
Yeah.
You know, angry at the world. Pissed off at yourself. You know, so I could think, I'll go in here and take it out on somebody else.
But not only that, but children, 8, 9, and 10-year-olds, in a Catholic church, mind you.
Yeah. Coward.
You know, the other thing is the factor of drugs and weed, you know, marijuana and, and any of the other drugs that you can take, fentanyl and all that. You don't know what that factor has played into the decisions these crazy people make.
Yeah, what we're talking about, Chuck, because you may have not been quite on mic yet, is there's a series, Nashville, Georgia, Philadelphia, Iowa, Uvalde, Colorado, Denver, Aberdeen, all trans individuals.
Mm-hmm.
No, my question is, that's not, look, not a condemnation of the trans community or anything like that. It's simply, is there a commonality there? Can we look at these people's medical records, as Michelle was talking about? Can we see, were they all on the same kind of psychotropic drug? Were they all medicated in the same fashion? Is there something we should be aware of as a side effect from some drug that that people in this particular state are being given who have gender dysphoria? So is there something there we should examine? And it's been just, don't talk about that topic. That's, you know, you're an evil bigot if you even bring that topic up. I'm sorry, we got to bring the topic up.
The mix of depression medicine and alcohol and drugs is really, really bad.
Yeah. Like,
you're not supposed to take and drink alcohol with depression medicine because it will clear it out. You can't do it.
Yeah. Yeah, by the way, that's why Chuck, when he's doing the morning show, he only drinks. Which, by the way, at
we
nine.
We almost had to take a drink this morning at 6 o'clock.
Which, yeah, but a little technical issue there.
But, just have a little Drano for right before we start.
Oh, to clear your voice up. That's good.
Yeah, sure. I've had a cold. I got to get the stuff out.
All right. More with you, Chuck, coming up in a couple.
All right.
Right now, 620 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Sean Casey here. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, start with a name you can trust. AES Builders and Home Improvement. They've been transforming homes across Maryland for over 35 years with quality craftsmanship, honest pricing, and timelines that stick. From kitchens to additions, they do it right. I've seen their work and I trust them in my own home. Visit them at aeshome.us. That's aeshome.us. Tell them Sean sent you to get a special discount on any additions or remodeling jobs. AES, experience, integrity, results.
If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM. We are The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. I'm Bruce Elliott. Sean has the week off. Nina Mangione sitting in. Comment from you, Nino.
Yeah, I was just wanting to mention, Bruce, again, on this topic of trans. I mean, the state of Maryland unfortunately passed a law. I think it was the Trans Equity Act or whatever it was called. I believe it was the 2024 session, where on Medicaid, your tax dollars will actually go to cover these trans surgeries, and it can be with parental consent, I believe, children under 18. That's where your tax dollars are going. So I wanted to make sure I mentioned that.
Yeah. Blue state. That's the problem we have, man. 623, traffic weather on the threes. It's Chuck Whitaker.
There's a wreck in Frederick County, I-70 westbound, right after the interchange at 270 near Route 15, the left-hand lane, and the shoulders are blocked through that area. It's been there for a while. Happened around 4:50 this morning, and we are getting some slowing now at the scene. So if you're traveling west, then you start to climb the hill on I-70. You'll get a little bit of a backup right now through there. No issues, at least early, on the Beltway. JFX wide open, Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Starts out cool again this morning with partly cloudy skies, warming up to around 78 to 82 degrees today. Warmer on Friday, but a cooler weekend ahead with no rain chances so far through Labor Day. I'll take that weather you know, 7 days a week plus a couple of spares. It'd be just fine with me. Right now you're looking at temperatures still pretty much in the 50s, no matter where you are. You have 52 degrees currently in Pikesville. Middle River has 53 on Talk Radio 680 WCMS. As warm as you get is probably downtown Baltimore. It's 59. So everywhere still in the 50s so far this morning. Talking about what happened in Minneapolis yesterday. Nino, you had an additional comment to make. I want to make sure you have the opportunity.
Yeah, no, I was just making that comment about the Trans Equity Act. I think it actually passed in 2023. So Medicaid in the state of Maryland, Bruce, will cover, with parental consent, minors, things like hormone therapy, voice-related services, facial surgeries, genital surgeries, among others. I mean, to think that the taxpayers of Maryland, the hardworking people of Maryland, are having money come out of their pocket to pay for a child, potentially, to have these things done. It just, take out what happened with the shooting, right?
Yeah.
Just let's look at it on the surface.
Right.
I remember when this bill passed, and it just, to me, I mean, I cannot believe this is the direction that the left in the state of Maryland and across the country is pushing us, where this, rather than looking at some of these individuals and see if they can help them, because I believe it's a total confusion of what they're experiencing and really struggling, and yet they say, oh, it's all right. You're a little boy. You can be a little girl. Matter of fact,
sure,
we're going to pay for you to physically alter
your
being.
You want to be a little girl,
because
after all, you're nine, you should be able to make that decision. I'm sorry, we don't let nine-year-olds drive cars. So, I mean, let's be a little sensible here.
And I want to lose fact that there are some medical providers that are not exactly innocent in this matter.
Yeah.
I mean,
they're perfectly willing to push it.
Yeah.
You know, in my view, none of this stuff should happen until you're of age. If you choose, once you're of age, to mutilate your own body, then okay. I think you're mistaken. I think you're wrong in so doing. But frankly, at that point, it's not my business. But when somebody is still a kid, they're not of legal age to make that decision, and parents should be smarter and say, I know you feel you're a little girl, but let's wait.
Absolutely right.
Because I grew up with little girls who are the biggest tomboys in the entire world. And you'd swear they're just one of the guys. And they developed into amazing-looking women who are all feminine. And so they let the little tomboy decide, oh, yeah, I really want to be a boy like the others, like my other playmates, would be a huge mistake. And I think that's almost uniformly the case, that would be a huge mistake.
And the thing, taxpayer money was going toward, or goes towards it.
Yep. Rob is in Baltimore. He starts us off this morning. Good morning, Rob.
Hey, no, I just wanted to chime in because I didn't know that that statistic with, like, the different trans people involved with shooting. But I just want to put this out there. I mean, in schools, most times where school shootings occur, it's the kids who were bullied or ridiculed or things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering how much is associated with bigotry and hatred towards the trans community, that maybe it's our actions that are causing these people to feel like they have no other choice. That it's comments that you guys are making on this radio station that may be angering them. I have a few trans friends. The one was born in the Bible Belt. She was a he, literally, all through middle school, would tuck her penis between her legs and pray to Jesus every single night, please help me wake up into the body I belong in. And that was a child's mind. And when she told that to me, I completely changed my perspective of transgenderism, because it's like, this is a child's mind who thinks they're wrong because they were born in an area where it was constantly like, you're going to burn in hell. The Bible tells you you're perfect. But genetically, it's not like it's just X, 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 Y. Study some genetics. You'll see there are tons of other non-disjunctions within the chromosomes that can occur where you could be X, X, Y, X, 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 X. You can be X, Y, Y. There are multiple genetic conditions where it's not plain and simple as you're this or that.
Well, hold on, Rob. Hold on, if I might. The abnormalities you note in genetic code occupy less than 0.5%. All right, less than. It's a very rare condition that somebody ends up with, you know, XXY or ends up with XYY. It's an extraordinarily rare condition that does not explain what's going on culturally. And secondly, if I might, and then I have to hit a hard break, but let me just make this point. We are not responsible for somebody else's actions. To say that some guy on talk radio is responsible for some trans individual going crazy or some other individual going crazy is placing the blame where it does not belong. We as individuals are responsible for our own actions, for nobody else's but our own.
Can I have one counterpoint?
Sure, real quick.
So, bullies in school. I'm a teacher. I see this stuff. I've seen over the years where kids bullied a kid into committing suicide. Is it the child's fault for bullying the person that the kid killed himself when they were the ones who made them feel like a piece of shit, sorry for the language, every single day of their life?
Yeah, we had to dump that comment. I'm sorry, Rob. You can't come on the radio and use profanity. I'm sorry, you just can't do it. All right? Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's unfortunate you went there. It really is, because it was a good conversation up to that point. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. More on this topic coming up, and some of the comments made by politicians yesterday will be our focus right after the half-past news. It is coming up on 630 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Sitting in, by the way, doing news all this week. Boy, I'm glad to have you here. Julie Ryder, good morning.
Well, good morning. Baltimore City has been awarded $62 million in damages in a lawsuit against a ghost gun dealer. In the lawsuit, Baltimore's mayor and the city council alleged that retailer Hanover Armory flooded the city with ghost guns that increased violent crime and posed a threat to the health and safety of residents. The jury's award is the largest ever that a gun dealer has been dealt. The mayor says the verdict is a major victory, and Baltimore is making it clear that anyone and any company who enables violence in the city will be held accountable. The money will be put into an abatement fund that will be distributed to three community violence intervention groups. A Baltimore ice cream shop has been vandalized for a third time in less than a month. Moo Moo Cows in Federal Hill posted a message on Facebook saying someone damaged the business by breaking a window and throwing paint into the shop. The owners are asking the public for video taken between 1:15 and 1:40 Tuesday morning, and that's of a car heading eastbound on East Hamburg or East Wheeling Street or westbound on East Henrietta or South Charles Street. The shop owners say the three incidents have caused more than $10,000 in damage. And the Maryland Attorney General's office is releasing over 6 hours of body-worn camera footage related to the June in-custody death of a man in West Baltimore. The footage shows Dante Melton Jr., who appeared to be experiencing a mental health crisis, repeatedly asking for help and struggling with officers before being restrained. Police called for an ambulance, but due to a citywide dispatch system outage, the calls were never received, and the officers were unaware of the failure. Melton became unresponsive, and officers took him to Grace Medical Center, where he was pronounced dead several hours later. The AG's Independent Investigations Division continues to investigate the actions of 10 officers involved in the incident. Coming up, it's a check of traffic plus the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Comcast Business High Five Hotline. What's the state of your excitement?
I signed my business up for the 5-year price lock guarantee, and I can't stop high-fiving people. High five!
Okay, ooh, deep high breath.
High five.
You're in a good place. You signed your business up for 5 years of gig speed internet and advanced security all on our ultra-reliable network.
Gig speeds and advanced security? I'm so stoked!
Yep, and you get it at a great rate that's locked in for 5 years.
Woo!
The high five is just your body's way of saying, I'm winning.
So this is natural.
High-fiving everyone you see in a state of business savings enthusiasm? Totally natural.
Sweet! Thank you! Thank you! High five, everybody! High five!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee is back, but only for a limited time, so sign your business up today.
High five!
Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 9/21/25 for new customers with qualifying bundle. Current customers may be eligible depending on services and area. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Last night's lottery numbers. The pick 3 was 432, and the pick 4, 0654. Now, traffic and weather on the 3s. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
The west side outer loop slowing is beginning now even before Liberty Road, so right through there, down through I-70 and down to Route 40, that's all your normal delay. It's there every day. So far, the inner loop at Green Spring, not bad. The Parkville side, the pace is still good at Hartford Road. Have not seen any early problems reported southbound at both the harbor tunnels, but we can rest assured we'll have a little more volume there on 895 now. Yep, already backing up well beyond the Eastern Avenue Bridge and starting to back up towards the ramp at Erdman Avenue. Traffic is going into the tunnel, and then 95 right next door. A little more traffic there as well, but so far the lanes are open, and all four lanes are moving southbound into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off cool once again for your Thursday morning. Heading toward the afternoon, partly cloudy skies and highs a little bit warmer, upper 70s and lower 80s. Will continue to be a bit warmer on Friday, but staying dry and then cooler for the weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And at 6:35 Sports, brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. What a roller coaster last night for Keegan Aiken and Oriole fans, for that matter. The high was in the eighth inning, called upon with runners at the corners and nobody out. Birds leading it 2-1.
0-3 tonight.
Story to short. Henderson to second. Yes, if you find yourself in an escape room, bring Keegan Aiken along with you.
The Aikenator getting out of that jam in the eighth. Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. It was 2-1 going into the ninth. And then there was the low.
Swing and a high drive into left field. This thing back at the track. It's at the wall. It is gone! Say done. Say hello to Baltimore.
Dave O'Brien with a call on the New England Sports Network as the Red Sox snatched victory from the jaws of defeat last night, 3-2 over the Birds. After the game, manager Mancelino asked why to bring Aiken out for the ninth after such an emotional high in the eighth.
So the first two hitters, Duran and Rafaela, historically and this year, much better against right-handed pitching, significantly better. So lefties are the play on him. Aiken's neutral.
For the series sweep this afternoon at 1:05 p.m., with Cy Young candidate Garrett Crochet on the hill. Kate Povich will go for Baltimore. Meanwhile, crosstown in Owings Mills, the news was much brighter. Ravens getting a big deal done. In fact, the biggest in NFL history for a safety. Kyle Hamilton in the fold now. 4 years, $100 million plus, 82 guaranteed. And was asked an interesting question. Is he driven by being mentioned in the same breath now with other Ravens greats?
You know, I'm lucky to even be in the same breath as them. Not saying that me personally, I don't think I'm even close to there yet, but you know, it would be cool one day, looking back on it, kids and grandkids, to kind of show them my body of work and be proud of it. But
a couple former Ravens now on new teams. Quarterback Jalen Armour Davis picked up by the Titans, while a pair of practice squad hopefuls now gone. Local product Bo Braid at a River Hill High School in Howard County, now a Giant. Defensive lineman C.J. Ravenel is a Titan. U.S. Open kicked into high gear yesterday in Flushing Meadows. Number 3 seed Novak Djokovic, sluggish at times, but prevailed in 4 sets. The 24-time Grand Slam champ now 36-0 in the first and second rounds in New York. Americans Taylor Fritz and Francis Tiafoe from Hyattsville also advancing in 4 sets. On the women's side, Americans Jessica Pegula and Emma Navarro breeze their way to the third round. The time now is 6:37 when we return Unbridled Joy.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
You know, sometimes it's easy to forget that these pro athletes, these football players, in particular here for this segment, you know, the pads, the helmet, they're so big, etc. Mm-hmm. You know, they aren't in this world just for our viewing pleasure. Okay.
They're not.
No, they're not. Actually, they're people.
Wow.
They're people just like us. They've got dreams, they've got aspirations, etc. Here's something from the Ravens website. The moment that Keon Martin, a free agent, not only a free agent, guys, had no contract at all, was a walk-on. He came in with no signing bonus at all. Off the street, made the football team. Eric DaCosta telling Keon Martin just that.
You made it.
Hey. Hey. Man.
Thank you, bro.
Just enjoy it, man.
Appreciate
you. You earned it.
Thank you.
You earned it. I mean, think about how far you've come.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you came in here on a tryout.
Yeah.
On a tryout, no less.
That's amazing. However, let me just note, they're not just like us. They have speed and muscles.
That's true.
And the capabilities that we can hope for.
But what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying, psychologically and emotionally, they're just, in fact, they're probably even, many of them are much more fragile than us.
To walk on a college team is one thing, and that's an impressive feat, but to walk onto an NFL team and make the roster is incredible.
And I just want to say, not even an undrafted free agent, because an undrafted free agent comes in and they get some type of bonus. Okay, this guy came in literally on a tryout, no money.
That's amazing. That is amazing.
Made the football team.
Yeah. Someday I'll tell you my story about playing a guy racquetball. I used to play a lot of racquetball.
I used to play a lot of racquetball,
which would be my knees, shoulder. That's a partial explanation right there as to what kind of shape I'm in. But it turned out after losing to him for like a month straight, every night, badly. I thought, what the hell do you do for a living? I was an outside linebacker for the Jets. he was doing stuff I didn't think human beings could do.
You know who was a great racquetball player? You probably remember this name. Jeff Conine used to play for the Orioles.
Sure.
Was a first baseman. Won a World Series with the Marlins. He's from Florida. He's from Miami, where I'm from. He was a champion racquetball player his whole career, his whole life.
Wow.
Until he became a baseball player.
I'm surprised you didn't grow up playing highlights.
I did.
Did you?
Yeah, I actually did, yeah.
I
went to the Highlight Academy in North Miami.
That would scare the crap out of me.
Oh, my God, it was the greatest game in the world.
But that ball, man, it is moving.
Right, but you don't start with the goatskin ball. Okay, you start with a ball that you would play with when you were a kid. It's like a plastic ball.
Okay, that's good, because they don't hurt.
No, they don't hurt.
Yeah.
Dude, I played for 11 years.
So
I was 7 till 18.
What are the rules here? So you have this stick with a curved thing on the top.
It's called a cesta.
Okay. You have a cesta.
Right. And
a brother.
And you have a cesta and a brother. You tie it to your hand.
All right.
Okay. Whatever your dominant hand is. You take this ball. You go into the fronton. Okay. They call it a fronton. Right. The fronton. Not a bonton, but a fronton.
Right.
And you throw it up. You put the ball in the cesta, and then you whip your arm towards the wall.
Right.
The ball comes out of the cesta, hits the wall, and then you got to catch it. You got to catch it either in the air or on one bounce.
On one bounce.
If you drop it, you lose the point. If it's more than one bounce, you lose the point. And you play against a guy. Most people play doubles. It's the greatest game in the world. I played it for 11 years.
Wow. I mean, we're glad to have you here in our cesta.
Anytime you want to talk about highlight, I'm in.
All right. Oh, no. We're glad to be here in our bontons.
Either way.
Okay, either way.
Yeah.
Thanks, man. See you at the top of the hour. Talk Radio 680 WCBN. You'll learn something new every day here. Great email in from Marty. The caller right before half past, I'm a little troubled by the mindset that somehow are discussing something where people, or an 8-year-old and a 10-year-old are dead, and mentioning that the shooter, as in a number of these cases, the shooter was a trans individual. Are discussing this somehow is causing other trans individuals to go crazy and shoot people. I reject that mindset completely. I think open and honest discussion about what might be, is there a commonality or not, I think it's extraordinarily useful. One of my friends who actually emailed in and says, yes, in police work we call that a clue. And I think that that's a reasonable way of looking at things. If you're forbidden from talking about it, which is what he was implying, how dare you even discuss this topic? And then, of course, the profanity came. And he left our airwaves, then no progress can ever be made. There's this, for example, from Marty. Reality check. There is a serious mental health problem in the country. Between overdoses, suicides, and mental health-related homicides, well over 100,000 people lose their lives annually. The fact is that trans individuals have a higher rate of mental illness than other groups. They have a higher rate of addiction, a higher rate of suicide, and it appears possibly a higher rate of engaging in mass shootings. The all-too-sad reality is a majority of funding for mental health goes to finding new pharmaceuticals. And next to zero funding goes toward diagnostics. The result is that powerful psychotropic drugs are given on an outpatient basis based on an educated guess. I think it's worth examining. I mean, I think that's worth taking a look at. 6:43, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, it's Chuck Whitaker. The backup at the Old Harbor Tunnel right now is about 10, maybe 12 minutes. Heavy traffic back beyond the bridge at Eastern Avenue. 95, at least so far, is not too bad. It gets a little busy around the curve at Eastern Avenue towards O'Donnell Street. But at last check, all the lanes were open for the traffic going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And just verifying that once again, yeah, all four lanes are open. And then after that, 95, Russell Street, and 395, the lanes continue clear. Should be a little more traffic now on the northeast side of the Beltway, but that area is starting to fill in around Hartford Road on the northeast outer loop. And then the west side has gotten busy already this morning, moving south from Liberty Road. Doesn't appear to be too bad, but it's backed up already to 795. So it's your normal delay, 795, I-70, down through Route 40, and then better down the hill after the ramps at Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Starting out cool today, again, with partly cloudy skies, warming up to the around 78 to 82 range. Warmer tomorrow, about a cooler weekend ahead with no rain chances so far through Labor Day. That's exceptionally good news. Reisterstown right now has 54 degrees, and Middle River has 55. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time for us, once again, to talk to the Chuck Wagon. It's a service for our friends in the food and beverage industry, and in the name of one Butterball Johnson.
I think you've worked off that tuna platter and milkshake.
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. Well, Chuck, I don't know if you've had the opportunity, but for the last couple of weeks, McDonald's has had Hello Kitty and Ninja Turtles toys available with your Happy Meal.
No,
you haven't?
Wow. I get unhappy meals when I go there.
Yes, yes. It's a shame because you might miss your only chance to go in and get some fries and a Hello Kitty at the same time to add to all your other Hello Kitties you have at home. Don't tell me you don't.
Kitty used to hang out a couple of places where I was.
That's right. She was the early act at the 2 o'clock club, I realize that.
Yes, she was there at 2:05 that we got together.
That's right. The iconic 99-cent Arizona iced tea might finally increase their price. The Arizona, the cans you get? At the grocery stores and convenience stores, the fruit punch, green tea, sweet tea, whatever the iced tea happens to be, if it's Arizona, it's been 99 cents for quite some time, since 1992, and they've not raised the price. I'll tell you, I'm amazed that they've not raised the price. That means their profit margin is squeezing since 1992. So they may now finally raise the price. So you might want to get out and get yourself like a couple of cases worth of the Kiwi Strawberry Arizona Iced Tea, Chuck, to fight the price increase.
Not a big fan.
Not a big fan. Boy, I'm just striking out with Mr. Whitaker today.
Let's just cut right to the chase. Whatever you're trying to sell me, I ain't buying.
Okay, got it. And this, I know, this is your joy, your heart, your soul. Drop everything. Major brands are now serving up food deals for Tay-Tay and for her engagement.
No.
It's true.
You're kidding.
I'm not. California Pizza Kitchen, they're offering 13 days, get it, 13 days of heart-shaped thin crust pizzas in any flavor starting tomorrow, actually. This promotion called a Love Story Pizza, available for both dine-in and takeout. At DoorDash, ordering takeout so you can stream Eras Tour and Super Bowl highlights. DoorDash is now offering 13% off on all orders when you use the code 13 to check. What's the 13 deal?
I don't know.
There's got to be a Taylor Swift thing.
Yeah, it is. It's the 13th
album, wasn't it?
Yeah. Michelle, like you don't listen to it every day?
I don't.
Oh, come on now.
I don't even know one song that she sings. There's a couple that I'm like, oh, yeah, I like that song. It's Taylor Swift, but I don't know what it's called.
Yeah. Well, do you like Papa John's Pizza? They get you a deal in the name of Tay-Tay.
anything for money.
Free
I'm
garlic sauce.
If your name is either Travis or Taylor, would you mind just changing your name just for a pizza order?
Well, my last name used to be Taylor.
There you go. Then, and you're a member of Papa John's Rewards Program. You snag $13 in rewards. True. And just one more of this dreadful stuff. Krispy Kreme. Oh, gosh, yes. Guess how many donuts you're going to get?
13.
Pretty good. Very good, Michelle, yes. There are free donuts for the class from 5 to 7 p.m. on the day of the engagement announcement. While you can no longer score that deal, they give major props for their clever marketing at Krispy Kreme. They're getting mentioned after the promotion's over, so you got to do something. So there you go. And that is today's food news. And Mr. Whitaker, we'll talk with you again at 53.
I hope so.
That's good, yeah. We have a plan on it, Chuck.
Yes, all right, okay, I'll be there.
Okay, good deal. Talk to you.
Okay, bye.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Tim Walz, the governor of Minnesota. This is just worth examining as a political phenomenon and a object lesson here. Tim Walz gave thanks yesterday to Donald Trump and to his staff for taking the time to call and offer their support on yesterday's tragic events.
I'd like to give special thank you to the mayor and the team in Minneapolis and receiving a call from President Trump, who was with his leadership team of the Attorney General and the Vice President, expressing their deep condolences amongst the horror that happened and an offer to provide the support to the folks here in Minnesota of what's needed.
That's a rare show of true bipartisanship from the governor of Minnesota.
Receiving a call from President Trump, who was with his leadership team of the Attorney General and the Vice President, expressing their deep condolences amongst the horror that happened and an offer to provide the support to the folks here in Minnesota of what's needed.
Yeah, it was very rewarding for him to receive that. Might I mention that on Monday or Tuesday of this week, at the opening of the DNC summer meeting in Minneapolis, he had a slightly different tone about the current sitting president of the U.S.
Not a man-child crying about whatever's wrong with him. May his fat ankles find something today.
Oh, see, yeah, you probably shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, you know, because now it comes back and bites you in the keister, as they see in Minnesota. Say, bites you in the keister, eh? So, Mr. Walz, you might kind of take an object lesson out of that, and that is to don't say it unless you want it commemorated on tape and on video for the rest of your life, because we will point that out.
I think it comes back. And that caller earlier, I mean, I think he was very sincere, it was a good conversation you guys were having. And it's kind of like, you know, could you say the same thing about Tim Walz? All because they're downplaying the significance of the guy writing "Kill Donald Trump" on his gun that he used to kill these children. And remember it's still nonstop, but during the campaign and his first campaign, the vitriol at Donald Trump. So, are the words of others to blame? I mean, certainly not, but at the same time, it doesn't help things. I get that in cases where we're trying to point out, is there some type of medical issue that is correlating between these young children and some of these procedures and some of the or whatever they're being given? But in terms of
again, you can't talk. See, the point is, you can't talk about that. You can't talk about it. It's a forbidden topic. You can't even say we should have a reasonable discussion as to whether there's a commonality in these shooters because many of them are trans. We can't talk about that because somehow that's bigotry if we talk about that. I'm sorry, it's not. It's intellectual curiosity, and I want to find out if they're all being given the same psychotropic drug. That drug should be pulled from the market. Yeah. Period.
And it was the right thing to do you're exactly right, the president to call up, and the right thing to do for Walz to acknowledge that the president called. And there are some things we have to come together and try to figure out, obviously this being one of them. And then, you know, we talked about it all week long. Crime, for example, shouldn't be bipartisan. That should be, what is it going to take to fix crime? So, I mean, it's not surprising at all that Donald Trump would, right off the bat, he was the first tweet that I saw was Donald Trump, on this, was Donald Trump. Trump saying we're aware of what's happening in Minneapolis and we're finding out all the information. I'm like, what the hell's going on there?
Right.
And then you see it. So they were on it, and you know, hopefully they were all willing to work together because it's just pure evil and tragedy.
6:52.
Grandma's coming.
I know. What am I going to do with this house? I don't have the energy this year to listen to her critique my cleaning and how this place looks.
Call Maid Pro.
I'll call Maid Pro. Their 49-point checklist will keep your grandmother quiet and get this place back in shape and up to her standards.
Can we have candy, please?
Oh, God.
Call Maid Pro, 410-529-5960 or maidpro.com because grandma's standards aren't standard.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. We're a unique company that helps attorneys run their practices more efficiently as certified Clio partners. And more importantly, we also help the average person that can't afford or doesn't want to use an attorney to deal with their legal issues. If you're a pro se litigant, we always feel you should seek counsel, but if you want to proceed with the help of experts, please be in touch. IPSvirtual.com. Thank you again.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturdays at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
6:53, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
A couple of things to watch for out in the Frederick area this morning. The wreck westbound I-70 after the interchange at 270. That was still blocking a lane. Then we had an accident. They were trying to get it to the shoulder on 270 southbound at Route 80 as you're going out of Frederick County towards Montgomery County. And now they're saying that the accident has cleared to the right shoulder area. Minor wreck, vehicle hit a pole, Route 175 at the VW Parkway. The morning construction area now causing problems. I-95 northbound in Harford County at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Starting out cool again this morning, partly cloudy skies, warming up to around 78, maybe 82 degrees at the outside. Warmer tomorrow, a cooler weekend ahead, though. No rain so far in the forecast through Labor Day. Right now, Reisterstown, 53 degrees, and Baltimore has broken through the 50s. Downtown Baltimore is now 62 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The police chief in Minneapolis is a guy named Brian O'Hara, and he said yesterday, early on, that they had identified who the shooter was.
That coward has been identified as 23-year-old Robin Westman. No prior criminal history.
Yeah, Robin, by the way, was Robert, until Robert decided he was actually Robin instead. And one of the things that O'Hara pointed out, that, and this is part of what we're learning, is this guy, gal, person, had a manifesto that was all supposed to be posted when he was doing the shootings. He set up a timed release on YouTube so that his manifesto would go live as he was killing eight-year-olds. This is sick stuff.
We're also aware of a manifesto that the shooter had timed to be released on YouTube. This manifesto appeared to show him at the scene and included some disturbing writings. That content has since been taken down with the assistance of the FBI, and it now remains under active review by our investigators.
So there you have it. I mean, this guy, this was planned. This was, I got in my car and all of a sudden I had this horrible thing come over me. He had planned this out. You got to, you know, to schedule a YouTube release and time it so that it's supposed to be released as you're killing children. This is a sick puppy. David Asman, who's one of the anchors over at Fox News, noted that one of the first texts that came out was from the governor of California, Gavin Newsom, and he said the content of that text just turned his stomach.
I have to say the most despicably timed and worded comment I've seen about what's happened came from Gavin Newsom. I wish I was more surprised at that, but he said, this is just about an hour and a half ago, we cannot even make it through the first week of school without mass shootings, and the GOP will continue to do absolutely nothing while our kids are being gunned down. This is sick. Well, I would argue that posting is sick. Both the timing and the message is so awful.
It is. Mm-hmm. The idea that that's what you tweet out or X out, that's your message on social media, is to try to blame the other political party for the actions of a person who's clearly not all there. I mean, what on earth?
That's Gavin Newsom.
That's Gavin
Newsom.
Really
a slime ball.
Yeah,
it really is.
I mean, unfortunately, all the journalists here must have gone into his brain somehow. Jason Miller worked with Donald Trump in the first administration.
This is obviously a massive tragedy, and our hearts go out to the families and those who are impacted by the senseless killings in Minneapolis. And just seeing the reports online about the sicko that was behind all of this just really makes your stomach turn. And I think this really goes to the point that President Trump has been saying, is that we have to make sure that people are safe. That is literally the first rule of government. Keep people safe.
And that actually takes you to the next level, because that is the priority of this president. If you go into Washington, D.C. with troops, why are you doing that? You're not going there to suppress a revolution. You're going there because the people in D.C. deserve to be safe.
When you look at the crime issue in the big cities, and even as you start moving out around the country and some of these blue states or areas where you have Democrats that are in charge in leadership, they don't get that the public wants to be safe. And so recent polling out shows that 80% of Republicans believe that crime is a serious issue when it comes to our big cities. But that's not really the main story. It's that even Democrats at a 60% clip believe that crime is a serious issue. And that's why people are looking at what President Trump is doing, whether it be in Washington, D.C., or what he's talking about potentially doing in Chicago, other places. They're saying, thank you, Mr. President. We need to keep people safe.
Now, the old saw is if you give up freedom for safety and security, you end up with neither. However, that doesn't apply in this case because that's not exactly what we're talking about. We're talking about somebody who is in government who actually understands that people are at risk, they're in danger, and they need to be protected, and the government can help do that. More coming up on that after the top of the hour. Hey, you're constantly searching for an extra energy boost. As we age, our bodies produce less and less of the natural fuel needed to combat fatigue. Discover Rescue Orasine from Rescue Natural Supplements. Rescue Orasine helps enhance energy production at the cellular level, supports a healthy heart, and maintains optimal blood pressure. Plus, right now, the exclusive radio listeners we have here at WCBM can take advantage of a special offer. Buy one bottle of Orasine, get another completely free. All you have to do is use the code FUEL when placing your order. Now, to place an order, visit res-q.com or call 800-26-ALIVE. Again, that's 800-262-5483. And speak with a knowledgeable product consultant. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. res-q.com. Buy one bottle, get a second bottle completely free. It's 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. At a vigil last evening, mourners wept and they prayed for the victims of the church school shooting in Minneapolis. Two children killed, 17 people wounded in the attack on a chapel in Annunciation Catholic School. Archbishop Bernard Hebda says he found hope in the actions of the youngsters as bullets shattered the stained glass window.
The young children spoke about how their classmates or the other students in the school were so attentive to their needs and even tried to shield them at those moments of greatest need.
The gunman, identified as Robin, formerly Robert Westman, once attended the school. Police say died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Washington Mayor Muriel Bowser says carjackings in D.C. have plunged 87% since President Trump's crackdown on crime was launched. How's that crackdown being received by the public?
A poll from the Associated Press Nork Center for Public Affairs Research shows 81% of Americans see crime as a major problem in large cities. Slightly more than half of U.S. adults say they approve of the president's handling of crime. But the poll shows there is less public support for federal takeovers of local police departments. Trump has deployed the National Guard to the District of Columbia and has threatened to expand that model to other cities across the country. The poll also shows Trump's overall approval rating has increased to 45% now. Mike Hemp in Washington.
At least 14 people killed in a massive Russian missile and drone strike on Kiev, Ukraine. The CDC director, Dr. Susan Meneres, has been fired less than a month after her Senate confirmation. The White House says she wasn't aligned with the president's agenda and refused to resign. Dow futures up 42 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free
money, a download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code WEALTH25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code WEALTH25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code WEALTH25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Well, good Thursday morning. It's 7:03. With traffic and weather on the threes, here's Chuck Whitaker.
We're now in the area of a 20 to 25 minute delay southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. Everybody's moving. All four lanes are open at the Fort McMurray Tunnel. Two southbound lanes open, of course, on 895, but we're backing up very quickly now back towards Pulaski Highway on 895. 95 is now slowing back at Moravia Road. Morning buildups, of course, on the Beltway, the Parkville side, the Interloop through Pikesville. Could be looking at some bright sunshine there again. And we're pretty solid from 795 all the way down to Frederick Road on the west side. Construction delays, they work during the rush hour. Northbound 95 at Route 24 in Harford County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off cool once again for your Thursday morning. Heading toward the afternoon, partly cloudy skies and highs a little bit warmer, upper 70s and lower 80s. Will continue to be a bit warmer on Friday, but staying dry and then cooler for the weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Maryland 7th District Congressman Kwesi Mfume wants answers. Mfume issued a statement on Wednesday regarding alleged mishandling of sensitive Social Security data by the Department of Government Efficiency. Mfume says individuals with DOGE recklessly uploaded information to an unsecured cloud. Mfume is ranking member of the House Oversight Committee on Government Operations. A repeat child porn user is sentenced again. The Catonsville man, 50-year-old Stephen Kelbin, was convicted twice, once in Alabama in 2015, once in Maryland in 2016. Kelbin was released from prison in November 2023 and registered as a sex offender. Within days of release, a Baltimore County Police Initiative discovered thousands of files at Kelbin's IP address. At least one was suspected child abuse material. Additionally, hundreds of images and videos were found on Kelbin's phone. A judge sentenced Kelbin to 10 years plus lifetime supervised release. Coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Bill O'Reilly here. Let me ask you something. Would you like to retire with confidence, knowing that you have a plan in place to carry you throughout your retirement years? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Then please talk to Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. You can call them 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
Looking for fun just off Route 140 and 795? Well, swing by Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. We've got three mini golf courses, a driving range with lights, and a nine-hole executive course that's perfect for all skill levels. From family fun to serious practice. It's all here next to the Reisterstown Sportsplex. Mitchell's Golf Complex. Open daily. Golf. Fun. Close to home. Call 410-833-7721 or on the web at mitchellsgolf.com. Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping you cool all summer long. While Samuel Basayo may be grabbing all the headlines for the big contract he signed last week, it's the Orioles' other rookie producing in a big way for Baltimore.
And he's in New York the other day.
Evers floats one into center. Rafaela got a tremendous jump. And then couldn't come down with the ball. He had possession and lost it on the way to the ground, which you're going to hear every Sunday for the next 18 weeks. Dylan Beavers, with a little pop-up trouble, has tied the game at one.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. Dylan Beavers shows up every night, 2 for 2 last night. A run scored and a run driven in. He's hit in 8 of 10 games since the call-up, batting .344 with an on-base percentage of .475. Manager Mancelino on what impresses him about the Beaver.
The at-bat.
It's not a young hitter coming up swinging at every first pitch. It looks like he has a plan. It doesn't look like an auto swing type, OO type guy. It looks like he's looking for a specific pitch. He's executing the at bat.
Ravens with an historic signing yesterday, inking safety Kyle Hamilton to a 4-year, $100 million deal, 82 of it guaranteed. Head coach John Harbaugh asked what it feels like to see the team's investment pay off in Hamilton.
You know, not everybody makes it. You know, you don't hit on all your picks, and you certainly even don't hit on all your first-round picks. And to have two first-round picks from that 1 year hit the way they have is just it's just a great thing for all of us, for everybody, but mostly for them.
The other first-rounder picked by the Ravens in 2022 was two-time Pro Bowler Tyler Linderbaum. Coming up in 30 minutes, Michael Vick making his college coaching debut tonight. And that is Stein on Sports.
When it's hot in Maryland, I've got one name I trust, Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. These folks have been keeping homes cool since 1902. That's five generations of family-run service that you can count on. Need same-day AC repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered with 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. And hey, tell them Gary told you to call. It might just help. Just $99 for an AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com.
From Reisterstown to Kingtown, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number two. The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Well, the occupation of D.C. continues. I think of the hysterical stuff the Democrats are going through because of this. I mean, I had a correspondence with an acquaintance of mine online yesterday. Nice fella, way left. And he would not give any props at all for Donald Trump bringing down the crime rate in D.C. It's as if the federal surge, he had a picture of them, a couple of guardsmen, been cleaning up some trash. I don't know the context of this. But okay, that's part of what they do. If they make a mess, they clean it up. Somebody's assigned to clean it up afterwards. So somebody grabbed a picture of that, and now it's being represented. This is what the National Guard's doing in D.C. No, there have been more than 1,000 arrests since the surge began. Muriel Bowser, the very Democrat mayor of Washington, D.C., who spent most of her career slamming Donald Trump, yesterday said the federal surge is working. Crime is down around 80%. Carjackings are down 87% compared to before the surge. 87%. But no, oh no, they're not going to where the bad people are. What do you figure that the people in Bethesda and Keller Emma are stealing cars for a living? I mean, there's a lack of understanding that sometimes it's better, you know. Tell me if I'm wrong, because you're the political guy. I'm not. I mean, you're real life experience here. I can talk theoretically, but Lord, I would never run for office. I have too many skeletons in my closets. But you take a look at it. Is it not wiser sometimes, or is it a decent strategy when your opponent or the opposing party does something right to acknowledge it?
You'll hear me say, I mean, I'm very critical, as we know. Maybe it's too critical sometimes, but I always like to say something along the lines of, to their credit, they did this.
Yes.
Or to their credit, they did that, and we all agreed that was the best way forward. So 80-some percent, if it was half that, if it was a quarter of that, a
20%,
it is still a great improvement for such a short amount of time. And your buddy, it's like, so what if the National Guard, God bless them if they were picking up trash. It shows you their character, that it's not beneath them to pick up some trash while they're at it. And because Washington, D.C. needs to be cleaned up just as much as it needs to be protected.
Graffiti has to be gone. The trash has to be gone. My God, I mean, you go through many major cities in this country on a windy fall day, and the detritus you see blowing around in the streets from people's, you know, gum wrappers and fast food bags and grocery bags and just the junk that's lying around on the streets is disgusting.
It's not even just the cities anymore. We see it in Baltimore County. There's trash in places. But I think
that angers me so much.
It really does.
When I'm behind somebody else and I'm in the car, and the guy in the car in front of me
throws
his bag out the window, that angers me so much. Because you know what? Even if I don't live there, people live there. I mean, would you go to somebody else's house and bring a bag of trash and just scatter it on their front yard before you go in the home? I mean, this the lack of understanding that real-life people occupy this space you are driving through, so be respectful of that. That's not political. That's common courtesy.
I was so angry. I pulled into a Rural Farms a few months back, and the guy was just, he was eating and drinking some water, whatever, and just threw his trash right out the window. I'm like, what the hell is wrong?
There's what a is trash wrong with
can
you?
There, about 4 feet away. Just get out of your car and put it in the trash can in front of the Rural Farms. But, yeah, for them to not want to give, for that gentleman, because I believe Muriel Bowser had no choice but to say, yeah, it's working.
Yeah, so, well, you know, look, she's grateful that it's worked.
Yeah.
Because the fewer carjackings, when people feel safer in their community, they feel safer in their community, they're going to do things like go out to dinner and spend money and improve the tax base.
And, why would she not be happy? It's federal money being spent, so it's not her Washington, D.C.
right.
budget.
713, more on that coming up on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, here is Chuck Whitaker, who makes a point he never throws his trash out. He eats it instead.
Oh, yeah. That's nice. That's nice. I'll send you some leftovers.
Thank you so much, Chuck.
And a nice warm box. It's been sitting out for about 3 days.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Make sure you include some raw eggs in that, would you please?
Oh, and there'll be some other things as well.
That's good.
But either way, if you've been traveling 95 in the city right at the top of the hill near O'Donnell Street, saw this big plume of black smoke just off to the side there. They had a vehicle fire near the Travel Plaza at O'Donnell Street and 95. Now it's just white smoke, so they knocked it down pretty quickly. But in the meantime, if you're on O'Donnell Street, it's not affecting 95, more of a visual than it was anything else. But traffic on O'Donnell Street could have an impact in that area. Of course, there is the normal slowing going south into both the harbor tunnels. Just got word of a wreck on the Capitol Beltway. Prince George's County may be in the left-hand lane on the outer loop coming up to the ramp at the BW Parkway, with delays back towards the area at Route 214 at Central Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Starting out cool again today. This morning, temperature still in the high 50s, low 60s. Cloudy skies warming up to between 78 and 82 today. Warmer tomorrow. Cooler weekend, but no rain chances so far through Labor Day. Right now, Ellicott City, 53 degrees. Aberdeen has 52 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And time now for your mega
America's
movement
momentum
update.
Is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
When you talk about the President of the United States, you talk about the people he has surrounded himself with, and they are all first rank. One of the individuals who actually, if you didn't know her background, you think, well, this is an unusual choice. But once you know the background, you realize that Jeanine Pirro was a hell of a prosecutor and a great judge before she went the TV way. And now to have her as prosecutor in Washington, D.C., reflects very, very well on the decisions made by this particular president. And she says, listen, kudos to Trump for taking the action he has taken in D.C.
You know, I have to give the president kudos for everything he's doing. No one has bothered to bring in the resources of law enforcement, federal and local. I mean, the DEA, the FBI, you know, the marshals, the Park Police, the Capitol Police, the Metro Police. I'm sure I'm leaving someone out. But that is a scenario that we should all be grateful for, because it puts us in a position of making us safer.
Now, one of the things that happened yesterday, when she's making this statement, some reporter said, yes, but somebody was killed last night. Oh, wow, okay. You go without any murders for 13 days, which is the first time in August that's happened in D.C. in a very long time. You can find those kinds of runs in February and January when it's cold and horrible outside, and even murderers want to stay home. I mean, to be really honest, well, I'll kill them in the spring, you know.
That reporter is an idiot. That shows how bad it is. Even with all of that federal resources and Washington, D.C. local resources, and still somebody gets killed.
Still somebody gets killed, and her response to that comment was this.
Are people going to commit crimes? Of course they are. But I think everyone in this room knows that there is a small percentage of individuals who commit the violent crimes and who repeatedly do it, especially in an area where, you know, there's no such thing, you know, as bail. And so what we've got to do is try to identify who those people are, take them out of the community based upon their criminal acts and the law and the evidence to make this place safe.
One of the best things that I would argue that that Bob Ehrlich did when he was governor was lean heavily on Project Exile, where you get the bad guys and you say, you know, oh, all right, you're going to go to prison, but it's not going to be downtown Baltimore. You can wave at your homies out the window as they drive down the JFX. You're going to be in the middle of Montana somewhere, where you're going to be waving at the buffalo outside the window, because that's all you're going to see. And that will certainly have an impact, and it did. And why that's not continuing to be emphasized by subsequent administrations is a bit of a puzzle to me. And that is your mega, mega movement update.
And we are just getting started.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I was going to say, number one, love Bob Ehrlich, by the way, but two, that original comment that Jeanine Pirro made, I guess she's the state's attorney in D.C., about Trump, putting the resources there. That's just real leadership for once. I mean, why hasn't that been done in prior administrations, both Republican and Democrat?
Yep.
Because it's been needed, and nobody put forth, as J.D. Vance said, the resources to protect the innocent people in Washington, D.C., the innocent, taxpaying, hardworking American across the country first, rather, over the last 15, 20, 25 years, it's been to allow the criminals to be the priority and not the victims and the hardworking taxpayer.
You know why that dynamic exists? It's because you have Democrats like this Karen Finney. She is a former Clinton spokesperson. And when she talks about what the impact on crime has been in Washington, D.C., she looks at the facts in front of her and still says nonsense like this.
The way people are actually feeling in some places is they're happy about the fact that crime rates are actually going down. I've seen it in my own neighborhood here in D.C. And so it's really actually about being smart on crime. And Donald Trump always wants to make it about tough on crime and this performative putting the National Guard, you know, on the streets. Many of us in D.C. do not feel like that's actually making us safer.
By the way, I don't think that she's ever seen U Street in D.C. She doesn't hang out in the neighborhoods where the crime actually is. I suspect she lives in one of the very tony areas because, after all, she's a woman of wealth and influence, a former Clinton spokesperson. I'm sure she's doing some work for some lobbyists out there right now. So people in her community feel very safe. Well, duh.
She's the D.C. cocktail party bubble. She doesn't leave that bubble.
Absolutely. And then, this is outrageous. Remember now, Nino, there have been more than 1,000 arrests so far. What does she say to that number?
They're not actually going to the places where crime is the worst.
What?
And if you look at cities like Baltimore, like Chicago, they're not just blue cities. They're also sanctuary cities. And they're also all cities run by black mayors and have large black and Latino populations.
I gotta say this. You're not going to find many urban areas in this country where the mayor is not black or Latino. I mean, because that's the population of many urban areas. And if you're a black politician running against a white politician, look, the way O'Malley did it was by splitting the black vote. And that's how he became mayor. I mean, I remember doing the interviews on Channel 11. They had the debate that I moderated over on Channel 11 a long time ago. And it was O'Malley and two black guys. He split the black vote and got in as mayor. And then, he was very good at doing that. He just wasn't very good at governing. But people didn't figure that part out until later.
I assume the point she was trying to make is he's only trying to name call these cities because they're filled with black and Hispanics, which is just so typical and outrageous. And the fact that we've made the point a couple times already this week is the ones that benefit most, as you just pointed out, actually, are those that are living in these high crime-ridden areas where you have the more law enforcement presence, where I pointed out also that there's a law enforcement shortage, more of that presence makes the area safer, where finally some of those individuals can start to breathe again, where their children can walk and play. I'm not saying at midnight, but at 7, because these shootings, some of these terrible things that are happening, broad daylight, five dinner time, 5-year-olds in Baltimore got shot a couple weeks ago, and he's trying to put a stop to this, and he's facing such resistance from white, liberal, D.C. cocktail party spokespeople, like former Clintons there, who have no experience whatsoever in these crime-ridden areas, and yet Donald Trump is just trying to...
Orange Man Bad.
Orange
Man Bad.
Yes, the governor of Westmore. It's just performance.
Orange Man Bad.
Yep, every time.
721 WCPM.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. You'll meet Mayor and Mayor. They'll help you make the best choice, whether you're remodeling or replacing. They'll guide you through all their appliances, like GE, Cafe, Monogram, Whirlpool, Electrolux, Gen Air, Bosch, and over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget. A family-run store that actually treats you like family. So skip the big box chaos, go where service still matters. And take it from me. Be prepared to be amazed like I was. TownAppliance.com. Powered by family, trusted by yours.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. Let me ask you something. Are you concerned about how market volatility and new tax laws will impact your retirement? Isn't retirement income planning a huge deal? How would you like to put your retirement on autopilot? Never have to worry about stock market losses again. How about a plan that can grow when the markets are up, but won't lose a dime when the markets are down? Does that sound good? It should. You might want to meet our friend Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday, 9 to 6. And Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
At WCBM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCBM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America. So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCBM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCBM.com and tell them you heard them on WCBM. Because when we stand together, we thrive together.
7:23, Thursday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Sean on vacation this week. Chuck Whitaker never takes a vacation. He is always there, 24/7, sometimes even 24/8.
I signed the wrong contract.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
They made an offer I could refuse, and I didn't.
Yeah, no.
So we'll see. I'll deal with it. Have a few years left anyway. What the hell difference does it make?
Your clock will run out, and it's just one day, whoop. Sorry, I forgot to get a new battery for the clock.
Yeah, I saw the sand running out of the hourglass, and I said, oh, my God, I got to hurry up.
That's right.
The outer loop of the Capitol Beltway, that wreck is in the left-hand lane at the BW Parkway. It's backed up down to 214, so that's a big delay there. The inner loop coming over from College Park was looking at it. The vehicle fire was out. It's in the area around the Travel Plaza, if you know where that is. It's just kind of east of I-95, O'Donnell Street, Boston Street area. So a lot of equipment was on the scene. Black smoke at one point and now no smoke, so they've knocked it down pretty good. But the cleanup is going to take a while, so be careful if you're over in that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Thanks, Chuck. Starting out cool today again this morning. Partly cloudy skies, warming up to the upper 70s, low 80s overnight tonight. Warmer tomorrow, but a cooler weekend ahead. No rain chances so far through Labor Day. Boy, that's amazing. It's wonderful. Hunt Valley right now, 56 degrees. Pikesville has 54 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Anita Mangione sitting in, and Sean, of course, on vacation this week. And Bruce Elliott, as always, thank you so very much for having seen this and every single day. Now, Kevin O'Leary, you know, Mr. Wonderful, the guy from Shark Tank, the guy, you know, kind of balding guy, great smile, knows what he's talking about.
Yep.
He's a marketer by and large. And he takes the approach, I guess, that I would take living in an urban area. He does a lot of business in, he's a West Coaster, in either San Francisco or Los Angeles, where he is out, you know, parks his car in a parking garage. He gets out, he walks to his appointment, and he walks back to his car in both of those cities. And his feeling on what's going on in D.C. and what he hopes goes on in other cities in the country is, hey,
we haven't even mentioned war zones like downtown San Francisco after 7 o'clock where I work, or Hollywood or Los Angeles where I work 2 months of the year. They are war zones. You can't walk outside at night. period. I don't give a damn if it's the Army, the National Guard, the FBI. I couldn't care less, and I can guarantee you 80, 90%. 100% of the people
I don't care either.
They just want to walk outside.
I mean, you hear the liberal also on the panel with me. He's right. I just want to be able to walk outside and enjoy life.
I agree 100% with Mr. Waterfall. I love that guy, by the way. I'm tired of seeing the rot, the deterioration of not only the infrastructure, but the crime. I mean, everybody should have the ability to walk in their neighborhoods at night without having to worry about getting jumped or, worse, shot, stabbed. And I agree, most of the people would welcome the presence of more, whether it's law enforcement, National Guard, simply to be able to enjoy, and especially in D.C., the parks, you name it, but in any major city, to just live their lives free of this insane level of crime that's happened in this country.
We used to have an aunt, a cousin aunt, I'm not quite sure the relationship exactly, my wife's, who lived in Manhattan, had been there her entire life. There's nothing like a big city like that if it's safe. It's a marvelous experience.
And unless you're committing violent crime, you have nothing to worry about. Right. They're not sitting there like a Gestapo and rounding you up or, because you're Jewish, like Hitler. Right. And it's simply don't have a gun willing to shoot somebody. And they're not going to bother you at all.
Yeah, actually, some of the 1,000 arrests that they've made so far, people carrying legal guns. It's like, oh, I have a ghost gun. Yeah, okay, fine. Claude is in Arbutus. Claude, thanks for hanging on.
Well, guys, this is the way it is, okay? I'm out here patrolling these streets. I'm not a cop anymore. I own a security business. Matter of fact, you'll be playing my commercial very shortly.
All right.
But anyway, you know, President Trump is trying to do a great thing. And all these politicians, Nino, don't take this the wrong way now, because you're a politician. But these politicians, they don't give a damn about people. You know what I mean? It's what they can do for them. It's not what they can do for you. You know what I'm saying, Nino?
I hear you.
Yeah,
I hear you. No offense taken.
I'm not saying that about you, Nino. I'm not saying that.
Thank you, Claude.
To the people.
I appreciate it.
I'm not saying that about you, but you know what I'm talking about. You deal with them every day down in Annapolis. They're the biggest idiots out there.
They care more about the criminal than they do the law-abiding, unfortunately, in too many cases.
I want someone.
A lot of people, you know, everybody wants to talk about the crime down here in the city. Let's come on out here with me at night and go on patrol, and I'll show them some bad areas. You won't want to ride through here.
Claude, thanks for your call, and thanks for the offer, but I think I will have washed my hands that day and can't get out. Appreciate the call, bud. 7:30 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM coming up in a couple of minutes. Stacey Abrams, yeah, she's still around. She's gone off the deep end, folks. You've got to hear this. 7:30, time for news. Julie Ryder.
Well, good morning. Is in custody in connection with a hit-and-run chase that seriously injured a Harford County Sheriff's deputy Tuesday. Police say 21-year-old Juan Yahir Quiroz Manzueta was captured in New Rochelle after fleeing the crash of a rented box truck on I-95 near Aberdeen. Investigators say the truck struck Lieutenant Robert Burgess, who was deploying stop sticks, before the suspect escaped and was later identified through fingerprints, GPS data, and the truck's rental agreement. Quiroz Manzueta faces charges including attempted murder and assault on law enforcement. The owner of Loving Pet Care in Catonsville has been arrested for an alleged cremation scam. Rodney Ward faces 56 charges, accused of charging pet owners for cremating their animals, but giving them sand or concrete and dumping the remains along area roads. While investigating the case, police also found dozens of pets inside of a hearse on Ward's property. Ward's wife, Yolanda, is facing the same charges. And a stolen license plate from Virginia leads to drug and firearms charges for two in Annapolis. Anne Arundel County Police say a license plate reader alerted officers to a BMW on Tuesday night. The vehicle was pulled over and two occupants detained. Suspected methamphetamine and other drug paraphernalia were located in the vehicle, along with a handgun. That driver was prohibited from possessing a firearm. Drivers in Maryland can expect gas prices to be lower than last year for this Labor Day weekend. Gas buddies expecting the average cost for a gallon of regular will be around $3.15 this year. That's 14 cents lower than last year. Gas buddies Patrick DeHaan says overall this has been the cheapest summer for those hitting the road since the pandemic, and the trend could mean the national average could drop below $3 this fall. And if your holiday weekend plans include a visit to a Maryland Island State Park, you may need a reservation. Officials say reservations are required this weekend at Sandy Point, Greenbrier, Newtown Neck, North Point, and Point Lookout. You can make that reservation by looking at the website parkdayuse.maryland.gov. Coming up, it's a check of traffic plus the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Comcast Business High 5 Hotline. What's the state of your excitement?
I signed my business up for the 5-year price lock guarantee, and I can't stop high-fiving people. High five!
Okay, ooh, deep high breath.
Five, high five.
You're in a good place. You signed your business up for 5 years of gig speed internet and advanced security all on our ultra-reliable network.
Gig speeds and advanced security? I'm so stoked!
Yep, and you get it at a great rate that's locked in for 5 years.
Woo!
The high five is just your body's way of saying, I'm winning.
So this is natural.
High-fiving everyone you see in a state of business savings enthusiasm? Totally natural.
Sweet! Thank you! Thank you! High five, everybody! High five!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee is back, but only for a limited time, so sign your business up today.
High five!
Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 9/21/25 for new customers with qualifying bundle. Current customers may be eligible depending on services and area. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Your lottery numbers from last night. The pick 3 was 432. The pick 4, 0654. Now it's traffic and weather on the 3s with Chuck Whitaker.
Morning backup has arrived now. The usual delay right here, I-97 southbound at Route 32. And then as we get further south towards the bridge at 178, the pace is better. And then you're clear towards Annapolis. No complaints at all right now on 50 from the Bay Bridge to the Severn River Bridge, Ritchie Highway, and over towards the parole area. The lanes are open on 50, both east and westbound. Cleanup on the vehicle fire very close to the interstate, O'Donnell Street, right there at the ramps at I-95. Delays continue with the normal backup southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers, starting off cool once again for your Thursday morning, heading toward the afternoon. Partly cloudy skies and highs a little bit warmer, upper 70s and lower 80s. Will continue to be a bit warmer on Friday, but staying dry and then cooler for the weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
735 Sports brought to you by Greeben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Disappointing ending for the Birds last night at Camden Yards, leading 2-1 in the ninth. Keegan Aiken trying to close it out.
Swing and a high drive into left field. This thing back at the track. It's at the wall. It is gone! Say done! Say hello!
Dave O'Brien on the New England Sports Network with the call as the Red Sox snatch victory from the jaws of defeat last night, 3-2 over the Birds. Aiken had escaped a no-out runners on the corners jam in the eighth. Manager Mancelino asked about the wisdom of bringing him out for the ninth.
So the first two hitters, Duran and Rafaela, historically and this year, much better against right-handed pitching, significantly better. So lefties are the play on him. Aiken's neutral.
Quick turnaround for both teams today as the Birds try to prevent a Sox sweep this afternoon. Kate Povich against the formidable Garrett Crochet at 105 at Camden Yards. Elsewhere in baseball, it was a tough pitching day yesterday for the Nats in New York.
Judge hammers that into center field and deep. Young back looking up. It's gone. Aaron Judge with home run number 41.
That call courtesy of the Yes Network in New York, part of a four-homer third inning for the Yanks, in which Nats pitching threw 77 pitches. Listen to this. It was the most pitches thrown by any team in any inning of any game in the entire pitch-tracking era, as the Yankees pound the Nats 11-2 was the final. Summer camp now officially over for the Ravens. Team will have off through Sunday, come back Monday, Labor Day, for Game 1 prep against the Buffalo Bills. Head coach John Harbaugh feeling good about the last 5 weeks.
And I'm just proud of the way these guys do it. I think we've made the most of the effort, had the best training camp we could have. We've traveled just as far as we could travel in training camp. Now it's time to start the next part of the journey, which is the regular season.
Team closing camp with the historic signing yesterday of Kyle Hamilton to a long-term deal, $100 million over 4 years, most ever for a safety. Local college football season opens tonight. Towson, coached by Pete Shinnick in his third season, on the road at Norfolk State, coached by Michael Vick in his first. Towson coming off its first 7-win season since 2019 with great depth at quarterback, according to the coach.
Not really going to announce anything until the opening game, but obviously having Sean Brown, who started all the games that he did for us last year, and Nate Kent, you know, starting, you know, the games the year before, we're really in a great spot.
Brown, a transfer from Liberty University, and Kent from Eldersburg. He prepped at Liberty High. The time now is 7:37. When we return, you guys were talking about Mr. Wonderful. He made a big purchase.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
The holy grail of sports cards has been purchased.
Yeah.
A signed sports collectible card featuring Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant sold for $12.932 million over the weekend, breaking the record for the most ever paid for a sports card, which was the Mickey Mantle Topps 1952 rookie card for $12.6 million. So it beat it by $300,000. The card was purchased by a group which included Mr. Wonderful. Yes, Kevin O'Leary was part of that group. And the Jordan Bryant card is the second most expensive sports collectible of all time. The top was the called shot jersey that Babe Ruth allegedly wore, which sold for $24,120,000 a year ago to this day, by the way.
I remember seeing, I think it was a Ty Cobb card. And if I recall the story correctly, they came out as cards on chewing tobacco.
And, oh, really? And when he chewing gum, we all know.
Yeah, when he found out what it was, he didn't chew. If I heard the story right, then they stopped it, which is why there are very, very few of those Ty Cobb cards around for the rest of his career. Actually, so I understand that one of the Ty Cobb cards went for a whole boodle of money.
Wait, a whole what?
A boodle.
Boodle?
Boodle. It's a math term.
Nito, have you ever heard that?
Yeah. No, I have. I love Michael Jordan. Kobe Bryant, obviously phenomenal, but $12 million is insane. The Babe Ruth jersey just sounds a lot cooler
than the other.
Yeah.
Well, wait. Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan, unbelievable, amazing, the greatest of the greats.
But yeah, but I like Babe Ruth. Frame that one.
Not $24 million, cool, but pretty cool.
Will you pay $17 for it?
$17 million.
We're going to get him to commit to $25 million.
Speaking of that, by the way, those auctioneers that do that, tremendous.
It's amazing stuff. It really is.
We got to get one of those on the air one day.
Yeah.
Santo Grasso, my buddy, he does that.
Bring him in.
Come on in. We'll auction off a coffee for a WCBM 100-year anniversary.
That's right.
A coffee mug. Do I have a dollar? But he's a great guy.
You get involved in, what's it called? It's called, I think, a Dutch auction, if I have the name right. It's a reverse auction. You start off high, and then you keep going lower. The auctioneer keeps going lower and lower and lower until he has a bid. So, in other words, you have to gauge, you know, is it worth $50? No, it's not worth $50. I'd pay $42 for it. So you have to watch and hope it gets down to $42, which is the price you want to pay, before you go ahead and bid.
I have a funny story, actually. I'll be quick. We wanted to support some of my buddies, and myself. Obviously, there are a lot of my great constituents, the Baltimore County and the Hereford 4-H, their auction, and they auction off livestock. And we were there, and we ended up, because it can get expensive. Yeah. And I'm sitting there with my buddy Kelly, and we were bidding on a pig at the time, and a lamb. First the lamb, and I end up, I'm like, all right, Kelly, you know, we can get a couple $100 from our buddy, spend $800, $900, and it's, do I have $875? Well, we end up winning the bid. Yeah, sold. It was $875 per pound, and the damn thing weighed like 200 some pounds. So I was like, I mean, we were glad to support, but it was a double what we thought. So I went, so it was a little more expensive, but we'll be eating the live. Of course, they deserve it. Some of the greatest kids I've ever met to do the 4-H. But yeah,
but you got
a lot
know,
more expensive.
Yeah,
now I learned my lesson.
You got to know the rules when you get in there.
Yes.
Yeah.
I understand one of your buddies, Jimmy Bob, he actually bid on a sheep, and they're doing very nicely together. That's what I hear.
Okay.
So it's, all right. Pump. We'll see you at the top of the hour. 7:42, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Sean's off this week. Stephen Miller, boy, he is like the left's current target. They want to beat on him because they think maybe they'll make some traction beating on him instead of trying to beat on Trump. Yesterday, he pointed out that, look, the D.C. stats, the crime stats that came out ahead of time about how crime is lower in D.C. than it was 3 years ago, they're phony.
We've uncovered, in the process of uncovering, a massive scandal in Washington, D.C. with the doctoring of crime stats. And the Department of Justice, under the Attorney General, is leading the effort to uncover this. But when we ultimately share the results, it will stun you. The extent to which, even though D.C. had the worst crime in America, honestly measured, it dramatically understated how bad it was. There's even accusations that murders and homicides were reported as accidents instead of murders. I mean, this is how severe the manipulation of the crime data has been in the city.
You know, it's an accident. He stabbed himself 27 times in the back. That happens. Get on a kitchen, a lot of sharp things around there. 7:43, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. We do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. Right now is your opportunity. 410-WCBM-680 is our telephone number. So please make that call right now, because first, we have Chuck Whitaker, Traffic and Weather, on the threes.
We're brought to you as a service of Lead East 2025. It's the world's greatest oldies party. It's this weekend in Parsippany, New Jersey. Wreck on the Capitol Beltway, on the shoulder now, outer loop at the BW Parkway in Prince George's County. Delays way back beyond the ramp at Route 50. That could be 45-minute delays now on the Beltway through there. If you're coming up into the city from the BW Parkway, report of an accident northbound on Russell Street right at the ramp at Annapolis Road. So that would be right before you get to the bridge at I-95. Delays to both the tunnels, 95 backed up through Moravia Road, 895 is backed up beyond the Eastern Avenue ramp, and all of our normal heavy traffic on the Beltway. Join us for a mega shake, rattle, and roll never-ending weekend. Leather jackets, poodle skirts, concerts, cool classic cars. You'll get transported back in time to the greatest American era. Check it all out. It's this weekend. Begins tomorrow. And for all the information, leadeast.net. Check it out. Make sure you're going up that way. Ooh, that should be a good time. I'm Chuck Whitaker with Traffic and Weather on the Threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Starting out cool today, again, this morning, your temperatures in the high 50s, low 60s, partly cloudy skies, warming up to around 78 degrees today, maybe a degree or two warmer than that, but warmer on Friday, a little cooler this weekend, a weekend ahead, no rain is in the forecast. That's very, very good news. All the way through the weekend, right now you have 54 in Pikesville, Hunt Valley has 56 degrees, on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, and once again, it's time to choose your fake news. We do have our contestant. It's Lori in Towson. Lori, good morning.
Good morning.
Would you like to go first, second, third, fourth, fifth?
I like to go last.
You want to go last. Now, as far as separation from Chuck Whitaker, you want him just kind of cheek to cheek with you, or maybe a distance away?
I'm sorry?
You threw her a curveball.
Yeah, I know. I said, do you want to be snuggled up right next to Chuck Whitaker, or would you like to get a little bit of distance between you and him? You could be upwind.
Sorry. It's okay with Chuck.
Oh, okay.
You see?
Okay.
All right.
Sorry.
All
right.
So, I'm easy. I'm paper trained.
We know you're easy.
All right.
I have a number of ex-wives that will testify to our both being easy.
Very nice.
Yes.
Thank you, Bruce.
Sure. Yes, story number one. Here we go. And by the way, Lori, good luck to you. We have some great 100th anniversary stuff for you from WCBM. Story number one. Kansas man is convicted after kissing a police officer during his arrest. This guy, clearly slightly inebriated, decided that what the arresting officer needed was a little smack before he took him and did a husco. So he planted one clearly on the guy's lips, tongue not included, just so we know. We're clear on that. Story number two. A woman in Florida Chuck, one of your neighbors. A woman in Florida at the Southwest Concourse in the Orlando International Airport got very perturbed at the gate attendant because she managed to miss three flights in a row.
Oh.
Right? It was not the gate attendant who did this to her. The woman did this. And I'm going to quote her. She said, "Are you effing kidding me? Are you effing kidding me? I need to go and bury my brother. Three planes. Two flights wasted. Three planes after 45 minutes. Call the police." They said, "For who?" They said, "I have my rights. I want what I want. The police." The woman shouted at one of the bystanders. Police came and arrested her. So apparently she missed burying her brother. Okay. And story number three. Again from Florida, Chuck, again, this is just somebody who shows this innovative edge you guys all seem to have. She's been arrested for allegedly super gluing veneers onto victims' teeth without a dental license. Emily Martinez, arrested after her dental work, allegedly left multiple victims with infections and damaged teeth. Police say the 35-year-old used super glue to affix veneers to victims' mouths. She reportedly administered the service at the Tap In Beauty Bar in Pinellas Park, Florida, where she marketed herself as a veneer technician. She offered to install veneers on your teeth for $3,000 a set. Real veneers, by the way, can cost over $1,000 per tooth. Because Martinez was unlicensed and had received no formal schooling, multiple victims had to get emergency dental work done to undo the damage.
I look pretty good, don't
I? Sometimes you should pay retail. Just a little lesson there. Sometimes pay retail.
I mean, they're all, some of them are sideways, but so what?
Yeah, really. They're shining white, aren't they? So, story number one. What that police officer needs is a good smack. Story number two. How dare you prevent me from burying my brother? I want the police. And story number three. Just smile, honey. Just smile. You look better when you're smiling. So let's start this time around with Jules.
Bruce, there's something that doesn't ring true to me about number three. I'm going with three as the fake news.
Julie goes with number three. Nino.
I would like to think three was false, but I don't know. But I'm going with two.
And Nino's going to go with number two, which is, are you kidding me? I want to bury my brother. Michelle.
Well, I think number three might be true. I could see somebody going, I could do that and make all this money.
During commercials, you're going to do right here in the studio.
Yeah. So I'm going to go with number one.
You're going to go with number one. Mm-hmm. All right. Michelle goes with number one. And Chuck.
One, please.
Chuck also goes with number one. And Lori and Towson, what do you do?
I'm going
to
say two.
She can say number two. Let's start off with number three, which I think was Julie. You went with number three?
Yep.
That's a true story.
Like I said, so easy a caveman could do it.
Story. All right. And then story number two, Nina Williams with number two. That's also a true story. So congratulations. Chuck, you got it right. He was convicted after kissing a police officer. Well, yeah, only because of a technicality. To be really fair, Lori, it was on the neck.
Okay.
Yeah, it was on the neck.
I got it right, too.
Yeah, sure. The lips is an officer probably. I could see how you could maybe sneak in, but the lips, he probably would.
Really? You see how I got to sneak in? Well, you're the one here who's still dating. The rest of us are old married people. So I'll take
the lips is a little far.
Lori, I got to take his expertise for that one.
So much.
Thank you, Don.
I enjoy your show every morning.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah. We're sorry.
We're sorry. We're sorry. Wow, that's a vote of confidence. 7:50 right now. Talk radio 680 WCBM.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial, right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility. You're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Talk Radio 680 WCVM. It's 7:53 Thursday morning. Once again, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long with a man who's known to kiss police officers on the neck. So for them, it's just kind of old hat. Chuck Whitaker.
He called it old hat.
I'm sorry.
I'd like to have a heavy like old hat give you one cross the lips.
No, thanks. Yeah, but I appreciate the offer. I'm married, okay?
I don't mean that kind of cross the lips. I'm talking about like Fred Sanford used to say, one of these cross your lips.
No, again, no thank you, but I do appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
Not sure. That I have anything against getting one across the lips. It's, you're not my type.
You know, if I were you, I would back out now.
I'm speechless, Chuck.
Okay. I think you're safe. The accident coming in on Russell Street and the parkway was northbound near the Annapolis Road ramp. So right before you get into the city, there was some activity there. Not sure about road blockage, but it wouldn't take much to back us up through that area. JFX has been running okay this morning from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. All the morning delays out there. I mean, it's just heavy traffic everywhere. Parkville side of the Beltway, inner loop through Green Spring and down the west side, pretty much from 795 all the way down through Frederick Road. Keep in mind, they're doing that construction area, Harford County, northbound 95 and Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This traffic report is brought to you by Jim Barbie. Since 2004, family-owned Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has delivered top diagnostics and repairs using dealer-quality parts and ASE-certified technicians that guarantee results. Call 410-335-8848 or visit jimbarbieautomotive.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
Starting out cool again this morning, this is the word for the Fox 45 Weather Authority. Partly cloudy skies, warming up to around 78 to 82 today. Warmer tomorrow, but a cooler weekend ahead. No rain chances so far, at least through Labor Day. Right now, Aberdeen, 56 degrees. Ellicott City has 50 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. All right, this is a bit more from Stephen Miller, the current whipping boy for the Democrats. But, of course, he's right on this stuff. He notes that in D.C., because of how crime has been handled during the federal surge, that he has residents coming up to the National Guardsmen. They're not complaining. They're thanking them.
Members of the public are going up to them and thanking them, just overflowing with gratitude, because for the first time in their lives, they can use the parks, they can walk on the streets. You have people who can walk freely at night without having to worry about being robbed or mugged. They're wearing their watches again. They're wearing jewelry again. They're carrying purses again. People had changed their whole lives in this city for fear of being murdered, mugged, and carjacked.
Yeah, I can't tell you how many times that in my history, I've advised my wife, no, don't wear the ring. Or turn it so that the diamond is at the palm side rather than where it shows on the engagement ring. That's not that big a ring. It's just that if it's shiny and sparkly, you run a chance of some bad guy deciding he wants it more than you want it. That is a problem. And Miller points out, look at what's going on in Chicago right now. I'm a native Chicagoan. I'm from there originally. I born at Presbyterian St. Luke's on the south side. Not a great neighborhood right now. And I grew up in one of the suburbs. And Chicago, the murder rate in Chicago is just intimidating, and Miller points this out.
The Democrat Party is not a political party. It is a domestic extremist organization. Look at Chicago. They've shut down the police department. They've handcuffed law enforcement, and as President Trump says, they have turned the streets of Chicago into a bloody killing field.
Yeah, and they have, and that's been going on now every year. When we talk about the murder rate here in Baltimore, you take a look at the number of murders in Chicago, and the per capita is around the same, but there are a lot more people in Chicago. You go through weekends there, you know, where you'll have, you know, half a dozen people killed, and it won't be headline news. It'll be just another weekend in Chicago.
They were bragging that they got the murder number under 600. So
Oh, nice.
5 years of 600 murders. That's 3,000 murders in 5 years in Chicago, right? I want to make a point here, Bruce. Last night I'm at the Police Community Relations Council, and we honored the Officer of the Year and the Officer of the Month, Officer Pappas and Officer Paraguay. God bless these guys, right? Normal, decent citizens, and many of them apolitical, love our brave men and women in law enforcement, right? But the narrative has been spun, because you talk about people who are thanking the National Guard, right? People that are not exposed to the left's narrative of, you know, to defund the police, for example. Yes. They love law enforcement and men and women who serve and who protect, right? Of course, it's not a surprise at all that people are thanking the National Guard for being out there, because if they're not exposed to this fake narrative of, oh, authoritarian, Trump's Gestapo, the police are all terrible, police are racist, and all that crap, because that's what it is, they appreciate the sacrifice and bravery of the brave men and women. Is sometimes there a situation where one did something wrong? Sure. But the narrative that is being spun, especially in D.C., that they are out there doing anything other than serving and protecting is a lie.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN. Hey, time to go to Los Angeles. Brand new ad out, Come Visit L.A. Obviously a parody ad, but fun nonetheless. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. I don't want to hold him through the news. Lou in Westminster, you got about half a minute, bud.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, real fast, I just wanted to comment about what that guy said earlier. It's just nobody, it seems like nowadays, just wants to take responsible for their own actions. You know, I mean, he's trying to blame it on you all and talk radio and whoever just wants to talk about the issues. They're trying to make it like it's your fault or our fault. It's crazy. I don't know.
You're right. It's time for individuals to say, it's my fault. I did the crime. Lou, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. WCBM Baltimore, it's 8 o'clock.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Investigators are at work following yesterday's deadly mass shooting on day one of classes at a Catholic school in Minneapolis. Two youngsters were killed, 17 other people wounded while attending mass. The chapel windows shattered by gunfire. Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara identifies the gunman as 23-year-old Robin, formerly Robert, Westman.
We're also aware of a manifesto that the shooter had timed to be released on YouTube. This manifesto appeared to show him at the scene and included some disturbing writings. That content has since been taken down with the assistance of the FBI, and it now remains under active review by our investigators.
The gunman once attended the school, and his mother used to work there. Four children among the victims of the latest Russian attack on Ukraine.
Authorities have said a mass Russian drone and missile attack on Ukraine's capital has killed at least 14 people and wounded 48. Ukrainian firefighters battled a blaze in Kyiv after the attack early on Thursday. It was the first major Russian combined attack on Kyiv in weeks as US-led peace efforts struggled to gain traction. A Ukrainian official has said Russia launched decoy drones, cruise missiles and ballistic missiles and struck at least 20 locations across seven districts of Kyiv. This is the first major combined attack on Kyiv since US President Donald Trump met with Russian President Vladimir Putin earlier this month to discuss ending the three-year war in Ukraine. I'm Karen Chamas.
Saying that she was not aligned with the Trump agenda of making America healthy again, the White House says CDC Director Dr. Susan Linares has been fired. At the same time, several other top CDC officials called it quits. Wall Street Dow futures up 57 points, and NASDAQ futures are down 21. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Dennis Prager for AmFed Coin and Bullion. There's something about the feel of a gold coin in your hand and the way the light reflects off its intricate details that has always captivated me. Nick Grovich, AmFed's owner, turned that same passion into his livelihood. Nick began collecting coins as a teen, and that interest grew into a nationally respected business offering only the finest quality coins at the most competitive prices. But the truth is that although Nick is a rare coin dealer, he doesn't believe in rare coins. Rare coins do not make sound investments, but they do make dealers a lot of money. See, that's part of what I respect about him. AmFed specializes in buying non-performing numismatic coins and turning them into gold or silver investments that provide liquidity and perform competitively against the market. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. It's 8:03 with traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
There's a new report of an accident. Haven't seen it yet. Northbound 895, but I see the backup coming into the area just from the Shell Road and the K-Trust Bridge. That's on the northbound side of the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway. I'm going to check on the north side to see if the traffic is coming out. And, yeah, just a few coming out. And here comes what appears to be the accident vehicles as well, getting pulled over to the right shoulder. So they're just releasing what that problem was on the northbound side. So it looks like now we'll be on the move once again. But you have a heavy delay coming up from the Poteet Street ramp on 895. And, again, that's on the northbound side. Should clear out. Probably take about 10 to 15 minutes to get that out of the way. In the meantime, both the tunnels still with the normal heavy traffic, of course, on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off cool once again for your Thursday morning, heading toward the afternoon. Partly cloudy skies and highs a little bit warmer, upper 70s and lower 80s. We'll continue to be a bit warmer on Friday, but staying dry and then cooler for the weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'm Julie Ryder with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The Maryland Attorney General's office is releasing over 6 hours of body-worn camera footage related to the June in-custody death of a man in West Baltimore. The footage shows Dante Melton Jr., who appeared to be experiencing a mental health crisis, repeatedly asking for help and struggling with officers before being restrained. Police called for an ambulance, but due to a citywide dispatch outage, the calls were never received, and officers were unaware of the failure. Melton became unresponsive, and officers took him to Grace Medical Center, where he was pronounced dead several hours later. The AG's Independent Investigations Division continues to investigate the actions of 10 officers involved in that incident. Maryland State Police say a Bowie man is arrested after a road rage incident in Prince George's County. It was on August 7th when troopers received an emergency call from a motorist who said another motorist pointed a gun at them while driving in the College Park area. Investigators were led to the home of 24-year-old Justice McDougall, and a search warrant yielded a handgun and additional evidence. McDougall faces charges including using a firearm during a felony crime. Coming up next, it's Stein on Sports.
Bill O'Reilly here. Let me ask you something. Would you like to retire with confidence, knowing that you have a plan in place to carry you throughout your retirement years? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Then please talk to Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. You could call them, 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
Farmers and ranchers, when it's time to buy or sell ag equipment, think Purple Wave Auction. We're your go-to online marketplace for tractors, combines, sprayers, and more. With our no-reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Experience the Purple Wave difference. Nationwide reach with a local touch. Purple Wave Auction. Whether you're expanding your operation or streamlining your fleet, we've got you covered. Visit purplewave.com today. Fuel your farm with Purple Wave Auction.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
805 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer keeping you cool all summer long. O's continuing to display the versatility of rookie Sam Bisaio despite the 3-2 loss to the Red Sox last night. At first base the other night, showing nice agility. Last night, behind the plate, showing off his arm.
Out for Roman Anthony.
There goes Hamilton. Great base dealer. He is out! This time, Bisaio gets his man. A couple of absolute darts from the rookie, and that is the first caught stealing of his career.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson, another first for Bisaio, but struggling somewhat at the plate. In the early going, just 7 for 35 in his first 10 games, batting .200, no homers and 6 driven in. Meanwhile, Fox Sports reporter Ken Rosenthal articulating what's on the lips of many Oriole fans as it relates to the other Orioles catcher, Adley Rutschman.
I don't expect he's going to be traded anytime soon. Long term, he might not be the piece that we all thought he would be. The fixture, the 10-year Oriole arbitration expires after 27, so he has only 2 more years of control left. Adley Rutschman, since last year's All-Star break, has not been a very good offensive player.
To wit on that, mystery of Adley Rutschman, first 344 games in his Major League career, a .283 batting average. His last 156 games, he's batting .210. U.S. Open, 3-seed Novak Djokovic prevails in 4 sets. Americans Taylor Fritz and Francis Tiafoe from Hyattsville also advancing in 4. On the women's side, Americans Jessica Pegula and Emma Navarro breeze their way to the third round. And finally, NASCAR news. The circuit announcing its 2026 schedule last week with major changes. There'll be a new streetcar race in San Diego, one of my favorite cities. All-Star Race will move to Denver, and its 38-race season at the Homestead Miami Speedway will end. Additionally, the race at Chicagoland Speedway will continue. Coming up in 30 minutes, what gives Kyle Hamilton confidence in the Ravens' future? And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family-owned for 5 generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
Home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner. This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Hour number 3, The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. And we're just driving down Dundalk Avenue.
We play the music really loud while we're driving down Dundalk Avenue. We're turning heads and water's edge at the end of Dundalk Avenue. And don't be too surprised, we're shopping at Wise and Wise Avenue.
The Dundalk Boys.
And don't you ever turn it down while you turn around Eastern Avenue.
And down Dundalk Avenue. I forgot to post this yesterday. I'll make sure I get it posted today. That's a great video. Local group, quite obviously, driving down Dundalk Avenue in a beautiful convertible Cadillac. It looked like a mid-60s, one of the great big ones, the boats. You know, you didn't actually park them. You had to have a berth for them, and the tugboats would put them in place by the end of the day. All right, 410-WCBM 680 is our telephone number. Early on this morning, we had the opportunity, and we'll do it again in a couple of minutes, to talk about the horrible events that took place in Minnesota. We got scolded by one caller, at least, who said, basically, don't talk about this because you're targeting the trans community, which is simply not true. We'll explain what we said and go at it again in a few on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. But first this. This is Stacey Abrams. Remember her? She's the governor of Georgia. In her mind.
In her mind, yeah.
In her mind. You got to just follow along with this, folks. Because I had to go through this when I was putting it together for the show. I don't understand what the hell she's talking about.
What they have found in him is an avatar that can execute their wildest dreams. I chafe at the dedication with which we attribute everything to Trump.
Yeah, that's obviously, she's talking about Donald Trump, who apparently isn't a president. He's an avatar. All right, if you're following along so far, you're doing better than I did first time through.
If it is true that he's a Grand Ayatollah.
What?
If it is true that he's a Grand Ayatollah.
You know, that's probably the dumbest thing anybody said to me around here in a long time.
Yeah.
That mystical power extends and can be, you know, he can anoint his, you know, his prophets, and he can remain in power even if he doesn't hold the title of president.
I see. So he's the great. I tried to take it seriously. I just can't. He's the Grand Ayatollah, and he has mystical powers where he can anoint people to run the government. Who I guess will then do the bidding of the Grand Ayatollah. Oh, wait, you know, there's one more before you start, and I know you want to. And again, this is where her lunacy begins to get close to the edge, because it sounds to me like through all this craziness, what she's saying is we can't allow Trump to stay alive.
There's no relief from this that is achieved by election, especially if we are truly in an authoritarian regime where elections are not real.
What in the hell are you talking about?
Stacey Abrams, you know, well, there's no relief from this. As long as Donald Trump is around, the Grand Ayatollah has the mystical powers. He will anoint whoever he wishes, and they will do his bidding. The Dark Knight rises again. Unreal. What? Yeah.
It's really hard to even kind of figure out what to say other than look at Donald Trump. And okay, let's just say we propped him up, right? He's a successful business guy.
Yeah.
We all know Trump's resume, right? But this woman, as crazy as she is, was propped up to be a superstar, rock star
amongst the
Democrats. And then she lost. Like, did she lose again?
Yeah.
And yet they still propped her up. And here she is, just total dribble, not making any sense, other than the last part, which does sound a bit like a threat to me.
Yeah,
we
does.
Can't do it with elections. Well, what does that mean?
Yeah, exactly. What does that leave, folks? So, again, because we know he's not the Grand Ayatollah with mystical powers, because Chuck Whitaker is. Okay, you can only have one Grand Ayatollah with mystical powers, and that is our Chuckles.
And I'll be introducing my Ayatollah Cola.
Ayatollah Cola. That's good. During food news later on this week.
Each bottle will have a small turban.
That's right. Instead of a bottle cap.
Easier to get off.
Yes. It's just unwind it.
I don't know. I think of these things. My brain is just gone. You know that.
I know.
Who the hell knows?
It's
a new wreck on the Capitol Beltway outer loop at Route 29, so that'll back us up through New Hampshire Avenue. It's on the shoulder area. The wreck earlier was on the outer loop near the BW Parkway in Prince George's County. The update on the wreck on Russell Street northbound coming into the city, right lane blocked between Waterview Avenue and the ramp at Annapolis Road, so that'll create a delay as you're coming up through the city county line. Both the tunnels, there's a lot of data there still showing backups both on 95 and 895 southbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Ayatollah and the wind goes whistling through my ears. Starting out cool again today. Partly cloudy skies, warming up to around 78 to 82 degrees. I'm sorry. I'm going to be stuck on that for the rest of the hour. Warmer tomorrow. A bit cool over the weekend. No rain chances so far through Labor Day. So it looks like we have a very, very pleasant weekend ahead of us. Ellicott City right now has 56 degrees. Reisterstown has 50 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Mark is in Towson. Mark, bow now to the Grand Ayatollah.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. My name is Mark Crosby.
Okay.
I think Nino knew, so I am. A couple years back, in front of Planned Parenthood, Baltimore City, an agent of Planned Parenthood tried to kill me and the other gentleman, Dick. And we're still in court. We're still fighting it. And hopefully the feds come in. But here's what I'd like you to do. Your listeners, go to the Daily Wire, Mark Crosby, Google that, and you'll see some reports about it. Matt Leaf, the reporter, was in the courtroom. You'll be able to watch the full video and listen to the audio, and I want your listeners to do that, and you can all decide whether it's an attempted murder or, as the judge says, it was a misdemeanor. I ended up in shock trauma for 3 days. I needed different operations, and I could go on and on and on.
Well, Mark, I tell you, we will have our listeners take a look at that and see what they come up with. All I can say in this circumstance is we cannot get involved in a legal argument that you're in the middle of right now, quite obviously. But I appreciate your call. Thank you so much for being with us. Talk Radio 680 WCBN. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. And now that you've heard from Casey Abrams, I don't know exactly how far much further we can go, possibly, and still make any sense at all during this show. But I suppose it's worth doing. Scott Jennings. Yesterday on a panel talking about what was going on in Gaza. And again, there's been another Israeli attack on Gaza. And yes, people died in that attack because that is what war is all about, unfortunately. It's not like a board game because if we move a piece and say, okay, I win, and the guy on the other side of the board says, all right, I guess you win. Never mind. We're going to go home now. This is where people shoot at each other, and some people die, including some of the other bystanders who don't intend it to be in the way, but they are.
It's a war. Tragic things happen. People that you hope would not be killed get killed, and you in an active war zone. It happens in every active war zone for all of human history.
Yeah, every active war zone in human history. I went back and tried to figure out, has there been a conflict where innocents did not die in that conflict? I cannot think of one. You can go all the way back to the Middle Ages where knights would face each other. The problem is the knights would then conscript peasants to come along with them as their squires or whatever and force them into combat. So you're forcing innocents into a combat situation whether they wanted to or not. I don't know the equivalent in the Far East, but something tells me it was pretty much the same when the samurais went at it in ancient Japan. I'm pretty sure innocent citizens got in the way.
The deal has to be executed by the people who took the hostages, Hamas. They're the ones holding them. They're the ones who have been holding them since October the 7th. Mm-hmm. They keep, talking
they
about possible
the ceasefire.
Why don't
Israel,
they just really? Can you answer one simple question?
They want to release the hostages.
All of them.
Yes. How many? They accepted
no,
a ceasefire.
Lying. They said maybe
they
10.
Want. Give us a 60-day pause in this war. We will return every single hostage. Israel stands in the way every single
no
time.
Okay, that's Anna Kasparian. You hear spouting off in the back, who apparently has not learned that the polite thing to do is to wait until somebody else has finished talking before you begin your thought. So she decided to go ahead and dominate the conversation from that point for a few minutes.
The problem with Trump is I think crime is the cover story. I think this is a power grab. And the reason why I say that is because look at the specific examples of crime that he allegedly wants to go after. I mean, just recently, his FBI did a sting operation in Las Vegas, and they managed to catch, through this sting operation, 8 separate pedophiles that were trying to have sex with minors. Okay? One of those pedophiles is an Israeli government official who his government allowed to fly back to Israel.
Okay, now, let's back up a step, because first of all, what the hell is she talking about? How do we get there from talking about what's going on in Gaza and Israel? Well, that was her point, that somehow Donald Trump, Orange Man Bad, she has the Orange Man Bad syndrome, total Trump derangement syndrome, and she said, our government allowed an Israeli official, I suppose here under diplomatic license, to go back to Israel. You cannot prevent it. I mean, I don't know if she's aware of how diplomacy works, but they are here, and basically, they can hit you with your car, with their car, and they're still going to go back to wherever they wish to go back to. This is one of the big pains in the rear for people in New York City, as a matter of fact, and for the police, because they park anywhere they damn well please. They do pretty much what they choose to do. And if a junior member of some diplomatic corps misbehaves, the police here, the laws here, have no impact. They simply ship them home. And that's the case. He didn't allow this Israeli diplomat to go back to Israel. There's no way of preventing it from happening. So Anna Kasparian, who clearly likes to talk but doesn't like to listen and doesn't like to actually try to understand what the dynamic was, decides instead Orange Man bad. And it has to do with, and some of that ties to Gaza somehow in her mind, and that ties to Israelis killing innocent civilians, and that ties to the good guys, Hamas, saying, oh, we're the good guys. All you have to do is stop shooting at us for a couple of months, and then maybe we'll release people. Well, that's a great war strategy. Thanks, Anna, for weighing in.
And to her initial comment about, well, do you never hear anything from somebody like her about the October 7th,
brutal,
which really started this, obviously this conflict's been going on for ages, but the escalation all stemmed from that brutal terror attack, October 7th, 23, I believe, where it was 1,200-some innocent Israelis, including women, children, and teenagers just had brutally raped all and murdered on tape at a concert. And you're talking about innocence. That's what sparked all this, number one.
Yeah.
And then number two.
And then she paints she paints Hamas as the good guys.
Who are using innocent people as shields.
It's amazing. 822, more on this coming up on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Wake up your senses at the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville. The aroma of fresh cooked pretzels, jumbo Maryland crab cakes, and sizzling meats welcomes you the moment you walk through our doors. With over 20 unique stalls, you'll find baked goods, Amish specialties, homemade decor, furniture, and smiles from our friendly staff everywhere you turn. Bring the whole family for a day of old-fashioned charm, shopping, and unforgettable eats. We're open Thursday and Friday from 9 to 6. And Saturday 8 to 4, Pennsylvania Dutch Market, where tradition meets taste.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
8:23, Thursday morning, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the Grand Ayatollah of Grands. Ayatollah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just contemplating any comeback. I don't think I have one.
I don't think I was making a point, actually. I was just kind of...
No, I understand. Yeah, okay. Sometimes you don't have a point other than the top of your head, but that's all right. The ramp from the JFX on the Northern Parkway, there's a vehicle fire reported on Northern Parkway between Falls Road and Roland Avenue. Not sure if it's at the bottom of the hill there, right at Falls Road, but it's affecting the ramp from the JFX, and really both sides could be affected there if you're trying to get over to Falls Road on Northern Parkway. The fire department said they pretty much knocked it down. That's a second vehicle fire that we've had this morning in the city. Earlier wreck was northbound Russell Street at Annapolis Road. That was still crowding the right lane. Your late backing towards Annapolis is still there. Southbound I-97 at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Once again, it's time for us to head out to the clown car, folks, to see exactly which lefty has completely lost it. This one's particularly worthy of the summers at Ocean City, because I've seen this dynamic, and it's marvelous. Please, enter the big top, grab your seat, focus your attention on the center ring as the clown car enters to the far left, comes to a full stop, and out steps this beach babe. Well, I guess she's a beach babe. She's a woman in a bikini, and she has a gripe. Why don't we respect that it's her beach? And seriously, can't you just stay off her beach? Who do you think you are coming to a public beach? I'm assuming it's a public beach. It's her beach.
You get to the beach. You set up early. Unobstructed view. Ready for a beautiful day. And within 2 hours, people come feet from where you are set up. And set up right in front of you. And to top things off, they turn their music up way louder than yours, so the whole beach can hear. I cannot believe this. I could never in a million years do this. Is this rude or not?
No, actually not. You're complaining because somebody came to the beach 2 hours after you've been there, and they had the temerity to set up their stuff not too far from where you are. It's not particularly annoying. It is the way public beaches work. But I forget, again, it was your beach, and they had no business being there whatsoever. Those hoi polloi, what do they think they're doing out there anyway? Talk Radio 680.
Reminds me of Chris Christie. Remember that when he shut down the beaches and then he plopped down?
No, they didn't want to be any confusion between Chris Christie and the beached whale. So it was not a pretty sight. You know, they got pictures of it. Here's Chris Christie. He's a man of some girth, if nothing else. And he sits down, takes his shirt off, and sits on both sides of the chair, you know, within the arms and outside as well. And it was just a marvelous moment for all of us. A little bit of beach privilege. They came 2 hours after we were there, and they had they set up like almost next to us. Who do they think
Is
they
that
are?
Rude?
Is that rude? No, it's not, actually.
Next time I go to Ocean City and sit down on the beach, I'm going to make sure nobody...
Yes, got to go to that. Well, you got to stake out. The thing is to do is get a beach blanket that's about 8 foot by 10 foot. Basically, you take your living room rug there, and you roll up the rug, and that way you have your own little heaven there. You're 8 foot by 10 foot, and then you put your beach chair dead in the middle. And that way, people have said, oh, it is their beach. They brought their living room rug with them.
They brought their grandkids. Is that rude?
Is that rude?
Yeah, their kids.
Look, they're in swimsuits. And, you know, they're not in great shape. Is that rude? Oh, my God. Look at that woman. She shouldn't be wearing that swimsuit. Is that rude? Just amazing what people do. All right. There's a lot of what's called gaslighting going on when it comes to crime. So sometimes it's useful for people to actually go to the individuals who are most affected by the gaslighting and ask them. One of the things that's happening now is Johnson, the mayor out in Chicago, he's saying Chicago crime, it's out of control. It's going down. We have no problems here. There's no need to even consider having anybody come and help us because we don't need the help. Well, you talk to Chicago residents. Is that the way they see it?
Our children can't walk around the community without fear of being hurt or kidnapped or having a drive-by. So it's what these numbers that they're expressing, we don't feel it in our quality of life.
Yeah. How about you, ma'am? Do you disagree with that gentleman?
My first reaction was that this is a good thing. I think that the governor as well as the mayor should be on board with it just so we can get a bit more of security in Chicago the way that we need.
The crime has dropped since 2024. Do you feel like the city feels safer?
No, not at all. Especially with the police being defunded.
Yeah, so there you have it. That's the reality on the ground. This is a woman who's just going about her day, seeing a reporter you heard in the middle of that conversation saying, well, crime is down. Don't you feel it? No. I mean, the numbers are a lie. It's what Stephen Miller pointed out. These numbers are a lie. Now, here's why this pertains to us. We're told that the numbers here in Baltimore are moving in the positive direction as well. Why should I believe them, Nino?
There's no reason why. We went through the numbers yesterday, actually, with some of them. It's a good thing I have them right here, actually. 17 days since National Guard, 2,500 crimes, including 6 homicides, 9 rapes, 426 assaults, 271 aggravated assaults, 252 auto thefts, 155 burglaries, 439 acts of vandalism. That in just the last
17 days.
17 days. So, yes, if you think you want me to give you a reason why crime's down, I cannot.
You know, 8:30 right now. Talk Radio 680, WCBA. Once again, news. Jules, good morning.
Good morning. Baltimore City has been awarded $62 million in damages in a lawsuit against a ghost gun dealer. In the lawsuit, Baltimore's mayor and the city council alleged that retailer Hanover Armory flooded the city with ghost guns that increased violent crime and posed a threat to the health and safety of residents. The jury's award is the largest ever that a gun dealer has been dealt. The mayor says the verdict is a major victory, and Baltimore is making it clear that anyone and any company who enables violence in the city will be held accountable. The money will be put into an abatement fund that will be distributed to three community violence intervention groups. Maryland 7th District Congressman Kwesi Mfume wants answers. Mfume issued a statement on Wednesday regarding alleged mishandling of sensitive Social Security data by the Department of Government Efficiency. Mfume says individuals with DOGE recklessly uploaded information to an unsecured cloud. Mfume is ranking member of the House Oversight Subcommittee on Government Operations. And a repeat child porn user is sentenced again. The Catonsville man, 50-year-old Stephen Kelvin, was convicted twice of possession and or distribution, once in Alabama in 2015, once in Maryland in 2016. Kelvin was released from prison in November 2023, and he registered as a sex offender. Within days, a Baltimore County Police Initiative discovered thousands of files at Kelvin's IP address. At least one was suspected child abuse material. Additionally, hundreds of images of child porn and videos were found on Kelvin's phone. A judge sentenced Kelvin to 10 years plus lifetime supervised release. A Baltimore ice cream shop has been vandalized for a third time in less than a month. Moo Moo Cows in Federal Hill posted a message on Facebook saying someone damaged the business by breaking a window and throwing paint into the shop. The owners are asking the public for video if taken between 1:15 a.m. and 1:40 a.m. on Thursday. The shop owners say the three incidents have caused more than $10,000 in damage. Coming up, it's a check of traffic plus the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
Comcast Business High Five Hotline. What's the state of your excitement?
I signed my business up for the 5-year price lock guarantee, and I can't stop high-fiving people. High five!
Okay, oh, deep high breath.
High five.
You're in a good place. You signed your business up for 5 years of gig speed internet and advanced security, all on our ultra-reliable network.
Gig speeds and advanced security? I'm so stoked!
Yep, and you get it at a great rate that's locked in for 5 years.
Woo!
The high five is just your body's way of saying, I'm winning.
So this is natural.
High-fiving everyone you see in a state of business savings enthusiasm? Totally natural.
Sweet! Thank you! Thank you! High five, everybody! High five!
The Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee is back, but only for a limited time, so sign your business up today.
High five!
Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 9/21/25 for new customers with qualifying bundle. Current customers may be eligible depending on services and area. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Here are your lottery numbers from last night. The pick 3 was 432. The pick 4, 0654. Now, traffic and weather on the 3s. Here's Chuck Whitaker.
Still a bit slow yet. Northbound 895. The Old Harbor Tunnel had an accident in the tunnel. Northbound about 25 minutes ago. Very quickly cleared, but backed us up to the Steel Bridge on the northbound side. So the pace is still a bit slow. It's moving, and you're going into the tunnel and coming out. The northbound side is still busy, even up to about Hollibird Avenue. The southbound traffic is still slow coming down through the Eastern Avenue ramp, and I would expect you'll have at least delays anywhere south on 95. And looking at it here, yep, still backed up to Moravia Road. So we're still in the area of 20 to 25 minute delays right now at both the Harbor Tunnels. The late vehicle fire was in the area around the intersection at Northern Parkway and Falls Road on the north side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off cool once again for your Thursday morning. Heading toward the afternoon, partly cloudy skies and highs a little bit warmer, upper 70s and lower 80s. We'll continue to be a bit warmer on Friday, but staying dry and then cooler for the weekend. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. It'll be a tough putt this afternoon at 105 when the Birds try to salvage game 4 against the Red Sox. Cade Povich on the hill for the Orioles. His opponent, Garrett Crochet.
0-2. He got him. Struck him out. 99. Garrett Crochet showing up again. Back-to-back Cades.
That was Dave O'Brien with a call on the New England Sports Network. That was last Saturday at Yankee Stadium. Crochet with a gem again. 7 innings, 1 run, 11 strikeouts. Crochet is 14-5 in 26 starts this year. A 2.38 ERA. He and Tarek Skubal 1-2 in the AL Cy Young race. Meanwhile, yesterday in Seattle.
Gino, a high lift out to left field.
Aaron Goldsmith had the call on the Root Sports Network Northwest trade deadline acquisition Eugenio Suarez, paying off for the Mariners as they take 2 of 3 from the Padres 4-3 yesterday. And with it, this is interesting, the Eddie Vedder Cup. What is the Vedder Cup, you ask? It's the official name of the season series between San Diego and Seattle because both cities were where Pearl Jam frontman Eddie Vedder has lived, and he's a huge baseball fan. While Kyle Hamilton, now the recipient of the most lucrative contract bestowed upon a safety in NFL history, the Swiss Army knife was asked yesterday what makes him feel good about signing an extension here with the Ravens.
Yeah, I mean, 8 helps out a lot. If we got 8, we got a chance. So, I mean, we could put whoever around him. I think we go as he goes. And, you know, I think everybody in the building kind of agrees with me. As long as he's here, we have a chance to lift that trophy at the end of the year.
And finally, how about this from Ray Lewis on Reels yesterday, walking in the Ravens facility past a wall that had pictures on it from back in the day Ravens games when he was a 2-time Super Bowl champion. Listen in, Ray Lewis on Reels, walking past this wall of pictures and his comments.
That's when football is football. You can beat people up.
When you can beat people up. And boy, did he do it. The time now is 8:37, and that is Stein on Sports.
Talk Radio 680 WGBM.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
One of the things that I think is a true delight about working in this particular shift, you can develop a relationship with some of the people you talk with on the phone over a long time. One of those individuals I'm most happy to talk with every single week is Mackenzie Frost from Channel 45, and she joins us right now, as she does typically, virtually every Thursday, unless she has some lame excuse about being on her honeymoon. Good morning, Mackenzie. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Well, there's a lot of interesting back and forth going on right now between the good governor and the good president. Tell me about this.
Yeah, it is tough to keep up with, it seems like. The war of words, as it seems. The president continues to talk about Baltimore and Governor Westmore. We've seen it continue almost all week, the back and forth about the National Guard and the crime in Baltimore. The governor has made it clear he does not want to see the troops, the National Guard troops, deploy in Maryland. He said he will not authorize that. And the president has said he will not walk the streets of Baltimore until he says the crime is cleaned up. But we also know that crime, the homicides and non-fatal shootings have declined in the last couple of years. It dropped from the record high of more than 300 for 8-plus years. So it doesn't seem like this clash is going away anytime soon.
Well, one of the things that struck me about this is some of the schoolyard kind of stuff just seems silly to me when you have the governor saying, you keep Baltimore out of your mouth. I mean, I expect him to walk up on stage and slap him. You know, this is back to that nonsense. It's if the goal is to have safe streets, I just have a question, and I'm sure you've addressed this with the governor. Why is it inappropriate to say, I want any help I can get to give us safe streets? Why is that wrong to say?
Well, that is the argument that we're hearing from some of the political experts, you know, and when you hear from the mayor, too, he says if the president wants to help and be part of the solution, we don't want the National Guard. We want the president not to cut funding for some of the programs that he argues has been part of the solution to see the reduction in crime. But the governor argues that it's not going to, we're not going to see sustained reduction in crime. People might feel safer in the short term if we see National Guard troops for a short amount of time, but it's not going to, you know, really bring sustained results. but we are seeing some results in Washington, D.C. right now. We've heard the mayor talk about, you know, she says that she's thankful for what we're seeing, for the surge and the additional support. And we've seen the statistics show that carjackings are down. We've seen, you know, they went 7+ days without a homicide in Washington, D.C. And it's unclear exactly why some of the leaders are taking this brash approach if we do want to see the results similar to D.C.
Yeah, let me, and Nina Mangione has a question for you, but let me follow up real quickly. First of all, if you actually want the well-being of the citizens to be your concern, perception is reality. If you perceive that things are safer, then you will behave as things are safer, and they become safer. Perception is reality, becomes reality. So if people perceive that the streets are safe so they can be safe in going out to a restaurant, they won't be out there on the streets by themselves. They'll be out there on the streets with, you know, 50 other individuals, couples, who are also out there because they perceive that things are safer. Again, I don't understand the hesitance other than this is politics, and it means the citizens of Baltimore basically get left in the lurch between these two different arguments. As far as the cuts go, clarify something for me. Are these cuts in growth, or are these cuts in existing programs?
They were, part of it is kind of both. Some of it was in growth in on top of some of the programs that were already in place, and some were for new programs. So some of it were, you know, the programs that the mayor had in place for the community violence intervention efforts that we're seeing on the ground, and some of it were to expand some of the programs. So it was a little bit of column A, column B. But when it comes to the perception of crime, that was the same argument that we had when we were talking about juvenile crime, and that was the argument that the former Secretary of Department of Juvenile Services said, was the statistics said that juvenile crime wasn't what people on the ground said that it was. And we had the issue of perception was reality. And so you have the argument of, well, if people say that they don't feel safe, then how do you argue with that?
Precisely. Nino has a question for you. First, though, let me take a quick break. Mackenzie Frost from Channel 45 is with us. It's 8:43. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Still some slowing around the Beltway, but pretty much the normal delays for the late ride. Parkville side, inner loop to Pikesville, and even down the west side, at least down through Route 40 West. If you're coming up from the BW Parkway into the city, the wreck earlier was blocking the right lane northbound on Russell Street near Waterview Avenue and Annapolis Road. The vehicle fire is out. Things are improved a little bit. Might still be a little congested around the area at Northern Parkway at Falls Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Starts off kind of cool again this morning. Temperatures should be eventually between 78 and 82 today, and then a slightly cooler weekend, but no rain all the way through Labor Day. At least that's the current forecast. Reisterstown, 55 degrees. Baltimore has 58. Mackenzie Frost is with us from Channel 45. Nino.
Yeah, good morning, Mackenzie, and congratulations again. Before the last break, yeah, you're welcome. I mentioned read off a bunch of really alarming stats. I'll just reading them again. 2,500 crimes just the last 17 days. 6 homicides, 9 rapes, 426 assaults, 271 aggravated assaults, 252 auto thefts, 155 burglaries, 439 acts of vandalism. That is in 17 days, and those stats come from your network, Fox 45 News. And my question, I guess, would be, one, can you comment on that? And two, have you had the opportunity to, or anybody in the network, to ask Governor Moore, who's sat there and said, you know, come on, Mr. President, or he didn't call him Mr. President, he was a rather rude approach, but come take a walk with us, it's very safe, we don't need what you're doing in D.C. But then in just 17 days since what he's done in D.C., 2,500 crimes, including some very serious and violent ones, to me, his words don't exactly equal the reality of what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, when you compare the statistics from Baltimore to D.C., that's the argument, right? And, you know, we haven't really had the opportunity to question him in person, but I think that that's going to change relatively soon. So I would just tell your viewers to keep an eye on Fox 25 in the coming days to hopefully see some answers to those questions relatively soon. So hopefully we'll have the opportunity to hear what he has to say. I'll just say that.
One of our listeners has texted over, by the way, Mackenzie, following my comment about what the governor's about keeping Baltimore out of his mouth. He says the governor should keep landowners' names out of his mouth. So that I guess they're talking about the power line that's going through in northern Baltimore County. Because people are very concerned in Baltimore County as to exactly what's going to happen to their land. They own that land, and they bought it in part because of the pastoral nature of northern Baltimore County. And they're still being told, the governor says, well, I'm on your side. Well, he could end the whole thing real quickly by simply saying in the clear sentence, there will be no eminent domain in this case, period. But he won't do that. Why not?
Yeah, certainly. We're still waiting to see what happens in court. I know that there's the back and forth and the issue of whether the court will allow the U.S. Marshals to enforce that court order to allow the surveyors for PSCG to go on the land to do that. You know, and the PSC is still setting the hearing timeline for all of that. And, you know, the governor says that he has concerns. We've heard that time and time again, and he has concerns about the use of eminent domain, but he has yet to say that he will not allow the use of eminent domain. So, you know.
Yeah, well, that strikes me as politician hedge. You can say, I have real concerns. At the end, you say, well, despite my real concerns that are articulated for some time, blah, 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 you landowners are screwed.
Well, I think that is an issue that we will be following for several months. And I know Delegate Landione has been following that too, so that is something that everybody will be closely watching.
Yeah, I was just about to chime in here. I mean, a couple things there. And I've been exactly following this very closely, held a number of town halls. And I'm not going to ask you to comment on my opinion of the judge because, you know, I'm allowed to have this opinion. The judge made the terrible decision. But the thing is, that decision is under appeal. Yet you talked about the U.S. Marshals. Yet they're still being allowed to go on to this land. And that's and obviously the landowners should remain peaceful. There's some stories out there that it's getting very contentious. But the judge made a mistake. They should at least put a stay on that decision until the appeal process goes. And when it comes to Governor Moore, the Public Service Commission is going to ultimately make that decision. And he appoints the members of the Public Service Commission. So he has a lot of sway over that. But the good news, at least some temporary good news, is that you're right, that timeline of the Public Service Commission is going to be pushed back, hopefully, and once they decide, I think in the coming weeks, to 2027, so they can do their due diligence here because they realize that PSEG, the out-of-state power company, trying to use eminent domain to get their way, and I understand it's hundreds of millions of dollars on the line, but they tried to rush through basically under the dark of night to get this project done, and now the PSC is looking at, you know what, wait a minute, we got to hold on. There's a lot of environmental concerns, obviously, property rights and so on, and hopefully that at least gets pushed back to 2027, and you can, anybody listening right now, contact the PSC. Tell them, and whether you live in that area or not, it may be you next. So contact the PSC. Tell them to push the timeline back, and then we'll see what happens from there.
Because I know you've been following this story very carefully, particularly the governor's role in it and the role of local officials as well. I look forward to seeing what you do this evening on Channel 45. I always love your reporting. You do such a wonderful job.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, and if I could just mention one other topic we're talking about tonight is the contentious debate about the Department of Public Works. They had a unique union debate and an election. They had an upset election. There's a new president for the union representing thousands of city employees. Now they have a president who is a sanitation worker. He was a vocal, outspoken member who was voicing his concerns about all of the various issues within DPW, and they just elected him president of the union. We sat down with him, and he's talking about the vision for the direction he wants to take the department and the union moving forward. So we're taking a look at that as well as the back and forth with the president and the governor.
That's going to be an interesting conversation to watch.
Yeah.
Mackenzie Frost, thank you as always so very much for being with us.
Thank you, Mackenzie.
Look forward to next week.
Thank you.
Thank you. 850 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Hey, guys, it's Rob Carson. Let me ask you something. Are you concerned about how market volatility and new tax laws will impact your retirement? Isn't retirement income planning a huge deal? How would you like to put your retirement on autopilot, never have to worry about stock market losses again? How about a plan that can grow when the markets are up, but won't lose a dime when the markets are down? Does that sound good? It should. You might want to meet our friend Rod Barowi and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. And time now for our good news segment of the day. This is an amazing good news story. By the way, our feel-good news story of the day is brought to you by Town Appliance off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, your headquarters for all your appliance needs. Turns out there's a computer geek out there who has a huge heart. Guy's name is Craig Clark. He may call himself the oldest computer technician in America, but everybody else just calls him the tech fairy because of all the wishes he's granted to strangers. In his field as a tech, people sometimes give Craig their old computers after he sets up the new ones. So about 8 years ago, he began to take those old laptops, rebuild them, and find somebody who needs a computer because they can't afford one. He completely refurbishes the computer, brings it up to date, and it became easier to find people in need once he discovered Nextdoor, an app that the website that allows people to kind of connect in that fashion. Since I began posting pictures on the website of the smiling folks with their, quote, new laptops, and then somehow I branded myself as the tech fairy, I have no memory as to why I did that. It turned out to be a stroke of genius. People started hearing stories about deserving people who receive a free laptop from the tech fairy, and readers began contacting Craig. He's 79 years old, a retired tech, and he spends his time rebuilding old computers and giving them to folks who cannot afford a new one. He has so far gifted 700 of them, and that is the good news story of the day.
Hi, it's Sean Casey. Listen, if you're in the market for kitchen appliances, you have to check out Town Appliance, right on Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills. I'm talking Whirlpool, Jet Air, KitchenAid, Monogram, GE Cafe. They've got it all. Trust me, I walked in and went bug-eyed. The showroom is stunning. And when you meet with Mayor or Mayor, well, super knowledgeable. They're open Monday through Thursday, 10 to 6, Friday, 10 to 1, Sunday, 12 to 4, closed Saturdays. Check out townappliance.com. But seriously, take it from me. You need to see this showroom in person. Town Appliance, your headquarters for all your appliance needs.
Traffic and weather on the threes at 8:53. Chuck Whitaker.
All right, 83 southbound coming down from Ruxton Road through the city county line towards Northern Parkway. Had a little problem earlier with a vehicle fire not too far away, but right now there's no impact at all. The Beltway is still jammed up. Parkville through Towson, Interloop through Pikesville. Even before 795, we back up there. And then the outer loop is still 795 going down through Frederick Road. Both the tunnels are still in the area of 20 to 25 minutes. Southbound, northbound 895, still hurting a little bit from an accident about 40 minutes ago that was in the tunnel northbound. Still some heavy traffic. It's moving, but a little bit slower than it should be there on the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Thank you, Chuck. Starts out cool again this morning. A partly cloudy skies. It's going to warm up to around 78 to 82 degrees today. Tomorrow, a little bit warmer, and then a slightly cooler weekend ahead. No rain chances so far, at least through Labor Day. Right now, Middle River has 56 degrees. Bel Air has 54 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Well, a lot of emphasis has been put on what Donald Trump is doing in Washington, D.C., and whether or not this is going to be expanded so the people in other urban areas are going to feel safe in their homes. Muriel Bowser, a Democrat, the mayor of Washington, D.C., who has been very critical in the past of Donald Trump, intellectually honest here. She says the federal surge has helped tremendously.
This federal surge has had a significant
increase on crime in Washington, D.C. And we greatly appreciate the surge of officers that enhance what MPD has been able to do in this city.
Yeah, and what they've been able to do so far in the city, you heard the numbers from Nino a few minutes ago about what's been happening in Baltimore in the last 17 days. In Washington, D.C., by stark contrast, what you see is relative peace.
For carjackings, the difference between this period, this 20-day period of this federal surge, and last year represents a 87% reduction in carjackings in Washington, D.C.
87%. This is not a slight dip. This is not, you know, well, we have a couple fewer. 87% fewer carjackings. And she here's one of the truisms. We talk about perception and reality. And we have it on and off during the course of the show. If you perceive that you're safer, you're safer.
We know that when carjackings go down, when the use of gun goes down, when homicide or robbery go down, neighborhoods feel safer and are safer. So this surge has been important to us for that reason.
And now think about that, Nino. This is the Democrat mayor of Washington, D.C., who regularly goes out and campaigns in favor of statehood for Washington, D.C., which is a horrible idea. But she's highly complimentary of what this surge has done because she's looked at the numbers and she's a realist. That this surge has allowed the Metropolitan Police in Washington, D.C. to get a hold on some of the stuff that's been going on in D.C., crimes going completely unsupervised, unabated.
And I give her a lot of credit for coming out and saying that. And you know what? If you're Governor Moore or if you're Pritzker or Brandon Johnson, Brandon Scott, mayors across the country, all right, fine. Hate at Donald Trump yeah. all you want, but let's listen to Muriel Bowser, the mayor of D.C., and maybe, and in general, her coming out, maybe that puts a little more pressure because she has to admit that it is working. Donald Trump's blueprint is working, but just say, hey, you know what? It's coming from now our colleague, our Democrat mayor, very liberal woman in terms of how she does, she governs D.C. You know what? Fine, let's give it a shot now. And will that happen? I doubt it. But at least now you're hearing it from somebody who was completely right. against it, who's having to admit and say, you know what, damn it, we yeah. appreciate it.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, it, as I've been saying since this began to happen, Democrats would be smart. They simply took it and named it their own
yep.
and went forward. They don't have to have federal authorization to have National Guard. You have blue states and blue cities. Chicago, then Brandon Johnson could simply call up Pritzker and say, I want the Illinois National Guard to be here just as the National Guard was in Washington, D.C. I'll use the Chicago police in order to pursue it, and we'll be done with this.
Take the credit all you
Take
want.
The
we
credit.
Worked with our federal partners.
Just make
we got
people
it done.
Safe.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, they don't get it. People want to be safe. Safe streets, good schools. The prescription for a successful city, right there. Folks, listen, I want you to know that at the end of every show, I try to have something of significance. In my mind, this is...
She's not into flowers. Getting big, expensive gifts. She says she don't want jewelry. And she doesn't need another dress.
This song to my wife, this is wonderful.
If I wanna show her how much I adore her, the best way that I've found.
It's so romantic.
Is to make sure when I'm finished, I put that toilet seat down.
There you go. There you go. And both Michelle and Julie are doing the champion thing. Yes, yes, yes. Hey, we're half the population. Why do you keep forgetting to leave the seat up? Come on. Harry Dremoni, by the way, points out that when I was talking about the Ty Cobb card, it wasn't Ty Cobb, it was Honus Wagner. His collectible card, especially available because he did not use tobacco. So I had the name wrong, idea right. We'll see you tomorrow morning, bright and early.
This is the right choice for Maryland.